We welcome you back once again to Johnson, Nebraska, the Johnson Brock Eagles, the Secret Heart Irish. Blaine Barons, let's take a look now at that Johnson Brock offense.
All right, here we go, Randy. Starting for the Eagles at wide receiver, number one, a senior, Isaac Brook. Left guard, number 40, a senior, Leighton Barons. The center tonight is number 34, Rowan Benham, also a senior. Right guard will be number 25, Zach Hawley, a senior. At the right side for tight end, number 32, Casey Bellinghouse, he's a junior. Sloan Pelican will be playing quarterback, number 3, he's a senior. Running back will be Hayden Gravatt, number 2, sophomore, and Chase Van Winkle at wide receiver. He is also a senior, number 20.
Now let's take a look at the defensive starters for the Sacred Heart Irish. At defensive back, Rob Freshel, a 145-pound junior. Another D-back is Tate Wilcox, a junior at 160. Jack Stice, also in the defensive backfield, a 160-pound senior. At the ends defensively, Joe Simon, 200 pounds as a senior, and Caleb Kirkendall, a 215-pound junior. In the defensive line, the nose guard is Evan Bailey, 255 and a junior, and the linebackers, Henry Rottinghouse, 155-pound junior, and James Freshel, a senior at 175. Lots of other high school football going on around the area tonight. Some other eight-man games in the area. Of course, we're here at Johnson Brock with Sacred Heart. HDRS is playing tonight at Lord Central Catholic in Nebraska City. Miller O'Dell is at BDS tonight. Southern is playing at Palmyra. Johnson County Central is at Exeter Milligan Friend. Thayer Central playing at Freeman in Adams tonight. Hellman Murdoch is at Weeping Water. Dexter is facing Axtell. Ronell Talbot is at Conestoga and Murray tonight. And Silver Lake is at Lawrence Nelson. Those are the other eight-man games in this part of the state. On the six-man side of things, Sterling is at Pawnee City this evening. Meridian is playing at Parkview Christian. Dorchester is playing at Lewiston. And Sumner Eddyville Miller is playing at Red Cloud. That's all in six-man football taking place this evening around this part of the state. So lots of football action. I want to remind everybody that we'll have high school football, a lot of it for you, coming up next weekend. Sacred Heart fans, we'll have the Irish on the air Thursday night when they face Nebraska City Lords. That'll be live from Jug Brown Stadium. That game will be over on KTNC because here on Sunny, we'll have the Kansas City Chiefs to be able to play in that one. Not sure what's going to take place here. I think they're about to do what they often do to radio announcers. They still have 3.5 minutes on the clock, and we've learned not to necessarily trust that. Both teams are coming out onto the field, and I think we're going to go quite a bit early. Before we do that, I have one important bit of business to take care of here. I have a young lady listening in tonight, and she promised me she would listen to tonight's broadcast if I would say hello to her. My granddaughter, Lakely Shaw, is listening in with her grandma tonight. She's a kindergartner in Auburn. And Lakely, glad to have you tuned in listening to Grandpa. And there, I kept my promise. We're not really allowed to do that, I don't think. But if we were allowed to do it, this is where we would say hi to Lakely. Okay. Now we're ready to get underway with football. The Sacred Heart Irish won the coin toss, and they deferred their decision to the second half. So Johnson Brock decided they want the football. Sacred Heart will be kicking from our right to left, from north to south. Back deep to return the kick. Go ahead, help me out here.
Number 2, Hayden Gravatt, and number 32, Casey Dollinghouse for Johnson
Brock. Okay, Gravatt on the far side, Dollinghouse on the near side. Handling the kickoff here, I believe, is going to be Wilcox for the teed up at the 30-yard line, ready to come forward. Sacred Heart Irish, Johnson Brock Eagles, and we're underway. A short end-over-ender that's going to bounce inside the 20, bobbled for a moment, then gathered up and covered up near the 18-yard line. Falling on it was Dollinghouse, and so that's where the Johnson Brock Eagles will start this drive. First and 10, looks like at about their own 17.
You know, that was almost a borderline turnover there, Randy. We barely got possession of that ball for the Eagles.
It took Johnson Brock a minute or two to figure out what was happening. That's a lot of football in there.
Time to play.
Spot the football on the 18-yard line on the near side hash mark as they go from our left to right. Quarterback, Sloan Pelican, sets in a shotgun formation. Pelican waiting for the snap from center on first and 10. Turns, gives the ball off to his running back, Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt's out across the 20, out near the 23-yard line, and he'll be wrapped up there.
Tackled by number 35, James Froschel for Fall City Sacred Heart.
All right. Johnson Brock with the football out at the 23-yard line is where they mark it. He'll have a gain of 5 on that carry. Second down, 5 yards to go. Pelican again in the shotgun. Gravatt sets to his right. Wide receiver split wide out to the left. Pelican waiting for the snap from center. Has the ball. Starts to his left. He'll keep it. Ducks back inside. He's going to be met and stood up right at about the line of scrimmage. Little, if any, gain on the play. Might have got a yard. It's going to bring up third down and about 4 to go.
Good play by number 24, Joe Simon, for the Irish to keep Pelican in check.
Simon, the defensive end on the left side for Sacred Heart, just stood him up straight, made the stop after a gain of a yard. That's not an easy thing to do. Pelican's a big, strong running back when he gets the football.
That was a good play by Simon.
Mark the football on the right hash mark at the 24-yard line. Third down and 4 yards to go for Johnson Brock. Trips to the right this time for Pelican. Empty backfield. Isaac Brooks put wide to the right. Chase Van Winkle over here along with Hayden Gravatt. Pelican puts a man in motion. That's Gravatt. He's back to pass. Sets in the pocket. Throws out to the left side. The pass nearly intercepted. Freshel stepped right and set in front of Isaac Brooks.
Yeah, good play by number 35, James Freshel. And again, just about a turnover, Randy.
Yeah, very lucky there for Johnson Brock that that was not intercepted. And, you know, had Freshel caught that ball.
Touchdown.
Yeah, there was nothing,
right,
nothing but real estate between him and the goal line. So a fourth down and 4 situation at the 24-yard line. Punting situation. In to punt the ball away will be Sloan Pelican. He'll stand at his own 12-yard line. Back deep to return it will be Jack Stice for the Irish. Stice waits at about his own 20-yard line. Pelican gets a good snap from center, but a flag flies, and we may have a delay of game here. I'm not sure. No, illegal procedure. And that'll back him up another 5 yards. So Johnson Brock not getting the kind of offensive start that they had hoped for here, as they will be backed up 5 yards inside the 20, back to about the 19-yard line is where they'll put it. Fourth down and 9 yards to go. Now Pelican will stand inside his own 10 at about the 6. Stice still waits near his own 20 for this kick. Pelican's got a leg. He can kick it out of there. He gets the kick away. Stice will run up and field the ball at the 33. He's to the 35, the 40. He's into Johnson Brock territory and knocked out of bounds at the 37-yard line. So Sacred Heart is going to begin their first drive with outstanding field position. They're going to have it first and 10 at the 37-yard line of Johnson Brock.
Yeah, that was a decent punt by Sloan Pelican. Good coverage by Isaac Burke for the Eagles, but it is a nice starting spot for the Irish.
So mark the football at the 37-yard line, first and 10. Irish over the ball. Tate Wilcox is the quarterback. Jack Stice comes wide to the left. Split out wide to the right is Rob Freshel. In the backfield, Joe Simon. Back to pass. Wilcox looks to his left, still looking for receiver. Here comes the pressure down the field for Stice, and the ball goes off his fingertips near the 15-yard line. Stice was pretty well covered. They had two defenders back there on him, and yet the ball was still very catchable.
Yeah, that was good coverage by Isaac Brook and Casey Dollinghouse, but that was a pretty good ball by Stice.
Incomplete pass brings the football back to the 37-yard line of Johnson Brock. It'll be second down and 10 for the Irish. Cole Taft comes into the lineup now as a tight end. Checks into the ball game. Splitting wide to the left goes Jack Stice in the backfield. Joe Simon sets behind the quarterback, Tate Wilcox. Now the official stops play. The official is going to take timeout. Let's see what he's pointing at. Oh, I see. We've got a couple of cars with their headlights on. They're oblivious to the fact that these headlights are shining right into the eyes of the ball players. The official trying to get him to turn their headlights off, and they're still not aware of it.
Maybe they're tuned in to Sunny 101.3.
Well, if they were, they'd know they had their headlights on. One of them must have been listening. They turned theirs off, still waiting. Somebody's going to run over and tell them
how
they turned them off. Either that or they went off automatically. All right, second down and 10 for the Irish at the 37-yard line of Johnson Brock. Wilcox has the snap, pitches it back to Simon. He turns the corner. First down yardage, the 25, the 20, inside the 20, down near the 17, maybe even the 18-yard line is where they mark it. Nice job of running the football around the right end by Joe Simon.
That was good open field running there by Simon and Dollinghouse. Probably saved a touchdown, Randy, for the Eagles.
Simon's a big, strong athlete at that fullback, a 200-pound senior. I'm not sure how tall he is, somewhere 6'4", 6'5".
He runs hard.
Yeah, weighs 200 pounds. Once he gets up a head of steam, he's got some pretty good speed. All right, first down and 10, Sacred Heart at the 18-yard line. Wilcox with Simon set behind him. Running back in motion from right to left is Stice and run the option. Wilcox keeps it himself this time. Ducks inside. He'll get a couple of yards down to about the 16-yard line. It'll bring up second down and around 8 yards to go.
Nice tackle by number 3, Sloan Pelican, with help from Zach Hulley for the Eagles.
They're going to see his knee touched at the 17-yard line, so it'll only be a gain of a yard. It'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go now for the Irish. Rob Freshel back into the lineup along with Cole Taft. Taft comes wide to the left. In a slot to the left is Jack Stice. The running back is Joe Simon, set behind Tate Wilcox. Stice goes in motion from left to right. Wilcox has a snap, wants to throw the ball. Throws out to his left, the pass complete. Making the catch is Freshel. He's inside the 10. He dives forward inside the 5, down near the 3. Taken out of bounds, they're going to say he stepped out at the 4-yard line. It's going to be first and goal for the Irish.
Good defense by Pelican to keep him in front, but that was a really well-executed pass and catch by the Irish.
The thing that you got to be surprised is the time that Tate Wilcox has to throw the ball. You expect more pressure on him there. The offensive line, Vaughn Leonard back in the lineup for the first time tonight after being out since week 2. All right, first down and goal from the 4-yard line for the Irish. Wilcox with 2 receivers wide to the right, pitches the ball off to Simon. Simon crashes. He's hit at the 5, now fights his way forward back to the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure if he got anything at all. Might have even lost a half a yard there. We'll see where they mark the football.
Yeah, it looks like Peyton Grotrin and Hayden Gravatt were there to meet him, and probably no gain the way it looks, Randy.
Second down and goal. The football still spotted on the 4-yard line. It's on the right side hash mark here. 8 minutes, 45 seconds to go. First quarter, no score in the contest. Sacred Heart on second down and goal. Comes over the football. Taft goes to the right as a receiver. Freshel's to the left. Double tight end set, high formation. Quarterback, hands under center, Wilcox. Hands the ball off to Simon. He fights his way down near the 1-yard line. Looks to be inside the 1. It's going to be third down and goal from about the 1-yard line is where they'll put the ball.
Yeah, he got close. Tackled by Peyton Grotrin and Rowan Benham for the Eagles.
Actually, the football is just inside the 1. The backside nose of the football is touching the 1-yard line, so it's technically third down and less than a yard to go here by about the length of the football. Johnson Brock with their backs to the wall here early. Sacred Heart threatening. Third down and goal at the 1. I formation, double tight end set. Wilcox takes a snap. Quarterback sneak. They try to push him into the end zone. I'm not sure he got there. Boy, it looks like the center of that defensive line rose up and stopped him at the 1-foot line.
Yeah, nobody was moving. I don't think he got anywhere.
So now, Doug Goltz has to decide, what do we have in the playbook that'll get you a foot?
Eagles brought in number 75, Gavin Perry, there to help plug that hole.
Fourth down and goal from the 1-foot line. 7:29 to play, first quarter. No score in the contest. Here come the Irish. Fourth and goal from the 1 foot. Tate Wilcox, double tight end, I formation. Wilcox flips the ball to Simon. He'll run to the right. He's hit at the goal line and takes it in for the touchdown.
Yep, that right side was wide open.
Joe Simon bounded around the right side and carries it in. It'll go as a 1-yard touchdown run. The score coming with 7 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the first quarter. Joe Simon tops off the drive with the touchdown. The Irish go up 6-0. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. They'll be going for 2 here. They break the huddle. They'll put receivers to the left and right. 2 wide receivers to the left. Stice sits in a slot to the left. Single setback in the backfield behind the quarterback is Simon. Wilcox has the snap. Now a whistle sounds. Procedure call against the Irish. That'll cost them 5 yards and make this 2-point conversion that much tougher. Clock shows 7:14 to play in the first quarter here at Johnson. As Sacred Heart has jumped out to a 6-0 lead, and I was impressed with the way the Irish were able to move the ball down the field on this Johnson Brock defense. Johnson Brock just didn't give those kind of yards up last week at BDS. They were playing much tougher defense last week out there against the Eagles. All right, the penalty yardage has moved the ball out, obviously, now to the 8-yard line. Let's see what the Irish do. They'll still line up to go for 2. 2 wide receivers, wide right, empty backfield for Wilcox. Stice comes in motion. Wilcox back to pass. He's got time. Now he's scrambling. Here comes the pressure. Goes into the end zone. The pass is caught, but short of the end zone. And the conversion attempt fails. The Irish go up 6-0, 7:14 to play in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. This Going Drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City. That Going Drive took 8 plays, covered 37 yards, capped off by a 1-yard touchdown carry by Joe Simon. The conversion failed, and the Irish go on top 6-0, 7 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Again, this Going Drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Tonight's broadcast being presented by Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, with location 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas. Bruna Implement, your presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast. Never miss a thing there, Tara. Tara stood high up here working along with all of the young people with Johnson Brock's Strive TV video stream. There's a kickoff fielded at the 5, out to the 10, the 15. Gravatt across the 20, broke a tackle there, the 25, and finally wrapped up at about the 29-yard line. Nice job on the return there by Hayden Gravatt for Johnson Brock.
Tackle made by number 3, Rob Frushel for the Irish.
So now Johnson Brock, after maybe just a little bit stunned here right now.
I think this is the first time that the Eagles have been behind this year.
Wow.
Andy?
All right, they'll come over the ball, 1st and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Sloan Pelican in the backfield, Hayden Gravatt on his right hip. Split to the right side. They take the snap, give it to Gravatt. Gravatt's got running room across the 30, across
good
the 35.
Run.
Still pushing him along near midfield out to the 40. He got 2 or 3 of his own ball players behind him. They just kind of formed a train like a locomotive and pushed him down the field.
No, we're going fast here, Randy. No huddle. 1st down, Eagles.
All right, Pelican quickly with a wide receiver to the right side, Isaac Brook. Takes a snap, hands the ball up the middle. Running forward again is Hayden Gravatt. He fights forward inside the 35. Down to the 33-yard line, a gain of 7. 2nd down and 3, no huddle, working quickly. Chase Van Winkle splits wide to the right. Double tight ends. Now the official steps in. And a piece of equipment left lying on the field out here. One of the players lost his towel. That was Cason Dollinghouse. So they make Dollinghouse go back and retrieve the towel, and now they'll huddle up and run this one out of the huddle. 2nd down and 3 yards to go at the 33-yard line. Funny how a little thing like a drop towel can break that momentum.
Right.
2nd down and 3 from the 33. Sloan Pelican in the gun. Gravatt to his left. Wide receiver to the left. Pelican calling his count, looks at a 3-man defensive front. He's back to pass. He has some time, now scrambles, being chased out to the left, turns it upfield. He dives near the 1st down, does not get there. He stopped just short by about a yard. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 1. And, you know, early in the ball game, this is a pretty big 3rd down play right here.
For sure. That was a great tackle by number 27, Henry Rottinghouse for the Irish.
The ball is at the 31-yard line of Sacred Heart, 3rd down and 1, Johnson Brock. Pelican in the gun. Ends are set in tight. Wide receiver to the left. Fakes a handoff. Pelican will keep it. He has the 1st down yardage. He's inside the 25. Down to about the 23-yard line. Sloan Pelican running tough right into the teeth of that Sacred Heart defense.
Brought down by number 21, Jack Stice, and number 24, Joe Simon.
The ball spotted now at the 23-yard line. 1st down and 10, Johnson Brock. Again, Pelican in the gun. Has the snap. Gives to Gravatt. Gravatt's hit at the line, then broke a tackle, now fights his way inside the 20. I'm impressed with how Gravatt's picking up 3, 4, 5 yards after he's hit by the first tacklers.
Yeah, he's running hard tonight. Number 14, Tate Wilcox in on the stop, and I want to say, looks like 45 Vaughn Leonard is making his presence known. He was out for a little bit, but he's back here tonight.
Yeah, Leonard was injured the 2nd game of the year, I think some type of a shoulder injury or forearm injury, and he's been out ever since, but back tonight. 2nd down and 4 yards to go. Johnson Brock, the line of scrimmage, the 18-yard line. Pelican with the snap. Again to Gravatt, right into the middle. Oh, this time not as much running room. He's met and stopped after a gain of about a yard to put the football down near the 16-yard line. It'll bring up 3rd down and a long 2, almost 3 yards to go here.
Leonard again on the stop for the Irish.
Clock shows 4:34 to play here in the first quarter. 6-0, your score. Sacred Heart on if you're just checking in with us. We're live from Johnson Brock High School tonight. Wide receiver, Chase Van Winkle, goes wide to the left. Gravatt sets to the right now of Sloan Pelican. Double tight end formation in the offensive line. Pelican is back to pass. looking into the end zone. Wants to pump. Now throws down to the right side in the pass.
Got it.
I believe it's caught. Touchdown. Making the reception.
Wow.
Dollinghouse comes up with the catch. The line of scrimmage was the 16-yard line. So that'll be a 16-yard touchdown pass to Kason Dollinghouse. And the score coming with 4:07 to play here in the first quarter. So now we're tied up at 6 apiece, and we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. Kason Dollinghouse made that reception down in the corner on the right side. Pelican all alone in the backfield has trips to the left for the two-point conversion. Man comes in motion. Pelican will run it himself straight into the end zone. He carries it in for the two-point conversion, and Johnson Brock goes on top. 8-6 here. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Welcome you back to Johnson. That scoring drive took 8 plays, covered 51 yards. It was capped off with a 16-yard touchdown pass from Sloan Pelican to Kason Dollinghouse. Then Pelican carried in for the 2-point conversion. And Johnson Brock goes on top for the first time tonight. They go up 8-6 with 4:07 left to play here in the first quarter. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn and Fall City. All right, Johnson Brock ready to kick the football away. Pelican will handle the kicking duties. Brody Kaler is not suited up tonight. Brody sometimes shares those punter's duties, but he's not in uniform. Pelican has it teed at the 30. Back deep, Jack Stice waits to return it. Here's Pelican coming forward for the kick. The toe meets the football, a driving end-over-ender. The ball will be fielded at the 7, out to the 10, the 15, across the 15, and dropped near the 17-yard line. Pretty good defensive effort there by Johnson Brock to come down and make the tackle on Jack Stice.
Yeah, number 18, Chris Melvin, was all over Stice on the kickoff return.
The Irish will start with the football at the 18-yard line, first and 10 at their own 18. The ball right between the hash marks. The clock shows 4:01 left to play here in the first quarter, 8-6. Johnson Brock up with the two-point lead. Sacred Heart had some success on their last possession and marched right down the field. Let's see what they can do against this Johnson Brock defense. Quarterback Tate Wilcox has an empty backfield. Heads in tight. He's back to pass. Looks to his right. Pass is complete to Simon. Simon is hit as soon as he catches the football and then does a good job of diving forward. He was in the arms of Sloan Pelican and still managed to turn that into a 3-yard gain.
Yeah, that was a nice tough battle between those two big boys over there.
Pelican had him down around the legs, but Simon is long enough that he just stretched himself out and got 3 yards out of it.
That's about how what it measured out to be.
All right, second down, 7 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage to the 21-yard line. Beautiful evening for football here. A beautiful October night in Johnson, Nebraska. Temperature in the 50s at kickoff. Just the way it ought to be. This is the kind of temperatures football is meant to be played, in my opinion.
Feels good.
At the 21 now, some confusion. Stice runs over and talks to Coach Gold for a minute. They're going to have to hurry to get this play off now. They'll hurry up to the line on second down and 7. Wilcox waiting for the snap. He has the ball. Wilcox is back to pass. Looking to his left. Has a pass. Oh, he was off the fingertips of Cole Taft, the sophomore receiver. Taft was open. He had a step on the defender there. The ball just slightly overthrown by Wilcox. Couldn't get it into his hands.
Yep, number 15, Austin Meyer, was there, but was just a few steps behind.
So now the football is spotted at the 21-yard line. Third down and 7 yards to go. Big third and 7 here. Sacred Heart, on their first possession, marks down the field 37 yards and put points on the board. They trail 8-6 here in the first quarter. Wide to the left again comes Cole Taft. Two wide receivers wide to the right. Empty backfield for Wilcox. Wilcox has pressure coming. Throws the ball over the middle. He's got a receiver. Freshel on the ball is tipped away. Great defense down here by Chase Van Winkle.
Yeah, what a play by Chase. That break on the ball was absolutely perfect.
Van Winkle got down the field and got a hand up there and batted that one away. Or it had 6 points on it.
You're right.
All right, back deep to return for Johnson Brock is going to be Grady Behrens, a sophomore. He'll wait near his own 30-yard line for this fourth down punt. It's 4th and 7. In to punt the ball away, I believe. Well, let's see who we got. Is that Kanabi? Waiting for the snap. It's a good snap. Got the punt out of there, but barely. It bounces at the 30. Oh, rolls inside the 20. A big Sacred Heart roll down to the 15, down to the 14. He got about an extra 20 yards on the roll.
Yeah, that was a good lucky bounce for the Irish.
Ball will be spotted at the 14-yard line. Johnson Brock now leading 8-6 will begin this drive from their own 14. 2 minutes, 42 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Johnson. Reminder, we've got University of Nebraska football over on our sister station, KTNC, tonight. Huskers on KTNC, Irish and Eagles here on Sunny 101.3. From the 19-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Eagles. Sloan Pelican puts a wide receiver, Chase Van Winkle, to the right side of the field, a double tight end set in front of him. Gravatt is the running back next to him. Turns, gives the ball to Gravatt, right up the middle. He'll have 6 yards out near the 20-yard line from the 14 to the 20. Give him a gain of 6. Should bring up 2nd down and 4 yards to go.
Tackled by number 3, Rob Froschel, and Kate Wilcox for the Irish, but that middle seems to be opening up a little bit for the Eagles.
The ball is just inside the 20-yard line. 2nd down, 4 yards to go for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Again, they lead it 8-6 if you're just checking in with us here at Johnson. Wide receiver wide to the left side. Gravatt in the backfield next to Sloan Pelican. Pelican in the shotgun formation. Again, with double tight ends in the offensive line. Pelican will keep it himself. Runs up the middle. Breaks into the open to 30. Midfield to 40. And finally dragged down by Kate Wilcox in Sacred Heart territory at the 37-yard line. Well, Pelican running tough there. Wilcox just a hold of him and held on for dear life.
Yeah, that was a tough run. He broke through that first line, and then he just dragged Wilcox for a little ways. Good run by Pelican.
Ball is spotted at the 37-yard line. 1st down and 10, Johnson Brock. Van Winkle to the right side. He's been kind of quiet tonight. We haven't heard from Chase Van Winkle yet tonight. 1st down and 10 at the 37. Pelican with a snap. Gives it to Gravatt into the middle. This time he fights inside down to, where are they going to mark the ball? About the 33-yard line, I think it's 34 is where they'll say the knee touched.
That was a nice tackle by number 14, Kate Wilcox. He snuck in from the left side here and brought it down from behind.
Give him a gain of 3 on the carry. Brings up 2nd down, 7 yards to go at the 34-yard line. A minute 15 to play here in the first quarter. 8-6, Johnson Brock up by 2. Eagles over the football on 2nd down and 7. Pelican puts Van Winkle wide to the right. Isaac Brooks sets in a slot to the right. Gravatt sets to the right side of the quarterback, Sloan Pelican. He'll set in the shotgun once again as Pelican looks over the defensive set. He takes a snap. Pelican gives to Gravatt. Gravatt running to his left, stops short of the 30. He'll get about 3 on the carry, and it's going to bring up 3rd down and about 4 yards to go for the Eagles from the 31-yard line.
Nice play by number 52, Evan Bailey, for the Irish.
The ball is spotted at the 31-yard line, 3rd down and 4 yards to go for Johnson Brock. Clock winding down, under a minute now, 29 seconds to play here in the first quarter, 8-6, Johnson Brock up by 2. On 3rd down and 4, Pelican is going to put trips to the right. Gravatt, Van Winkle, and Brooke are all split wide to the right side of the field. Now Pelican looks over the set, maybe calling an audible at the line. Steps back into the shotgun. Sloan Pelican waiting for the snap. He has the ball. He'll run it straight ahead into the middle and have 1st down yardage down to the 25-yard line. By Pelican, he could be a fullback on anybody's team. He just happens to play quarterback for Johnson Brock.
He's a tough runner. Again, number 52, Evan Bailey, in on the stop, and I believe that's the end of the quarter.
After one quarter, Johnson Brock leads it 8-6. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Football presented by Bruna Implement Company on Sunny 101.3. Randy Gatuma, Blaine Barron's back with you here at Johnson. After one quarter, the Johnson Brock Eagles lead the Sacred Heart Irish 8-6, our score. When play is resumed, Johnson Brock will have the football first and 10 at the 25-yard line of the Sacred Heart Irish. Pelicans with Chase Van Winkle wide to the right side of the field, has Hayden Gravath, the sophomore running back with the pink shoes, set to his right. Pelican takes a snap, gives to Gravatt. He comes to the left, crashes down for a 5-yard gain, close to the 20-yard line. Looks like they'll give him about 4 on the carry and spot it near the 21-yard line is where they'll mark the football.
Looks like number 27, Henry Rottinghouse, led the way for the Irish on the stop.
Second down and 6 yards to go now for Johnson Brock. The ball on the left hash mark at the 21-yard line of Sacred Heart. The Eagles move from right to left, from north to south. Split Chase Van Winkle wide to the right. Hayden Gravatt sets to the right of Sloan Pelican. Pelican has the snap. He's back to pass. He sets. Goes out to the right side. The pass is underthrown and falls incomplete. Pass was out there for Chase Van Winkle. And that's the first time they've tried to go to Van Winkle tonight. We understand he suffered a possible concussion last week out of BDS. There was some question whether he was going to play tonight. He's been pretty much a decoy throughout the evening so far tonight. But that time they did try to get it to Chase, and the ball was underthrown. He had a big first half last week. 3 long touchdowns,
yes,
66, 46, and 48 yards. Here we go, 3rd down and 6 from the 21-yard line. As Pelican again puts Van Winkle, his wide receiver, wide to the right, with Gravatz right beside him in the backfield. Pelican, they'd be calling an audible once again. Has the snap, Pelican drops straight back in the pocket, pumps once, throws over the middle, and the pass complete to Van Winkle for the touchdown. The line of scrimmage was the 21-yard line, and that's what we were just talking about. And then they come out and do exactly what we mentioned, a 21-yard pass to Van Winkle. And this score, coming with 11 minutes and 14 seconds to play here. There went all the pens. 11-14 to play here in the second quarter. Now we're going to have the try for the two-point conversion. Pelican all alone in the backfield with trips to the left. Sloan Pelican calling his count. The man comes in motion right to left. They flip it to him. Running near the goal line, does not get in. The conversion fails, and the score remains 14-6. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Scoring Drive Recap, presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. That scoring drive took Johnson Brock just 8 plays to go 66 yards. Capped off with a 21-yard touchdown pass, Sloan Pelican to Chase Van Winkle. Conversion attempt failed, and the score now goes 14-6. Johnson Brock on top, 11 minutes, 14 seconds to play here in the second quarter, first half at Johnson.
That was a good drive by the Eagles and a much-needed touchdown, and it was good to see Van Winkle get in the action right after we made that observation, Randy.
Well, we talked about him using him as a decoy. The minute we say that, he makes the reception for the touchdown. We said he had 3 big touchdown receptions in the first half last week out at BDS, and you know that Sacred Heart had to see that on the game film. All right, the ball is spotted at the 30-yard line for the kickoff. Sloan Pelican ready to kick it away now. Stice is back deep. He'll wait near the 5-yard line for the kick. An end-over-ender going to be fielded at the 7. Out to the 10, the 15. Hit there, and Stice has spun around and dropped it about the 19-yard line. Hayden Gravatt is the guy that came up and got the tackle. Wasn't it?
I believe it was Isaac Brooke.
Okay, Brooke got him.
Either way, it was
Thank
a
you.
Nice open field tackle.
All right, so the tackle was made at the 18-yard line, so that's where Sacred Heart will begin this drive. First and 10 at the 18, 11:09 to play here in the first half, 14-6. Johnson Brock on top. The Eagles came into this game undefeated, 6-0. They're having quite a season here. Sacred Heart struggling a bit at 2-4 coming into this one. Quarterback, Tate Wilcox, has Simon sent behind him in the backfield. Wilcox has the snap, runs the option, pitches back to Simon. There's a flag on the play. Simon's out across the 30 for first down yardage and now taken out of bounds at about the 33 or 34. We'll have to wait and see what this flag's going to be.
Stopped by number 32, Casey Zellinghaus, but it does look like they're probably going to be coming back, but we'll see.
Well, they're going to go over and talk to the man in the white hat. I love working football games in Johnson, Nebraska, holding is a call, because we're at the 40-yard line, 10 yards off the out-of-bounds marker, and three stories above the playing surface. It's like being in an indoor arena. We're right down. I feel like I'm right in among the ball players.
Yeah, I like it here too, Randy.
There's nowhere that we go to broadcast football where we are closer to the action than we are here at Johnson. Penalty yardage against the Irish is going to back the football back inside the 10-yard line. They'll put it down near the 8. 10-yard penalty. First down and 20 now from the 8-yard line. And Sacred Heart backs themselves into a hole here to start this drive. 14-6 your score. Johnson Brock with the lead here in the first half. We're in Johnson, Nebraska. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play for you. Ray Pennington is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. And my statistician and color commentator tonight is Blaine Behrens. Here we go. First down and 20 for the Irish from the 8-yard line. Wilcox with the snap. He sets in the pocket, throws to the left sideline. Pass is going to be complete. Out across the 20. Fighting out near the 23-yard line. Making the reception was Jack Stice. Big chunk of that 20 yards. They got back in a hurry on first down.
That was a nice, well-executed play for the Irish. Run out of bounds by Meyer and Dellinghaus for the Eagles.
Gain of 15 yards on the pass completion. It'll bring up second down and a very manageable 5 now. That's, I guess, when you're in first and 20, there's nothing better than a 15-yard completion. Ball is now marked. Let's see, where are we? The 23-yard line is where they'll put it. Second down and 5 yards to go from their own 23. Cole Taft goes wide to the left side of the field. Quarterback, Tate Wilcox has the snap. In the pocket, pressure coming. Throws the ball out to the left. Pass complete to Freshel. Freshel has first down yardage. He's going to out of bounds, and now a flag is thrown, and we may have seen a late hit there. He was knocked out of bounds at the 36-yard line, and then a flag came in very late, and about the only thing that can be is a late hit.
Yeah, run out of bounds by Pelican. He might have been right on the line there. We'll see.
They'll wait. They're going to talk to Coach Doug Goltz about it. We're going to see an additional 15 yards tacked on, and that's unfortunate. So they'll put the ball all the way down inside the 29-yard line is where they'll mark it, and it'll be first and 10. The Irish down by 8, 14-6, 10:47 to go here in the first half. Lots of time left to play in this second quarter. Tate Wilcox brings the Irish over the football, sets him in a double tight end formation. One wide receiver to the left. In the backfield is Simon. Back to pass. Wilcox, he's in trouble. Now he's going to run with the football. He's got some room inside the 25, and he goes out of bounds near the 22-yard line. He'll be a couple of yards short of the first down. And I thought maybe Wilcox was going to maybe try and go for that first down, but he must have instructions on what to do there.
That was a good run by number 14, Wilcox. Run out of bounds by number 1, Brooke, for the Eagles.
So now the football is marked at the 22-yard line. The Irish looking at second down and about 2.5 yards to go. It'll be a very long 2. Wilcox brings the play in from Coach Doug Goltz on the far sideline. Again, 14-6 your score. Johnson Brock with the lead. Wilcox has Joe Simon, the 200-pound senior fullback, set behind him. In motion comes Stice to the right. Wilcox runs an option to the left. Pitch it to Simon. He's got first down yardage and more. He crashes inside the 15-yard line, down to about the 13-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 Sacred Heart. Joe Simon running tough tonight.
That was a tough run over the left side, brought down by Behrens for the Eagles. First down, Irish.
All right, the football is going to be at the 13-yard line now. First and 10 Sacred Heart. Clock shows 10 minutes, 19 seconds to play in the first half. In the second quarter, we're here at Johnson tonight. Sacred Heart over the football. Freshel goes wide to the left. James Freshel on the right side sets Cole Taft as a tight end. In motion goes Stice out to the right. Back to pass. They look for Stice in the end zone. The pass complete for the touchdown. Stice comes up with a completion. The line of scrimmage was the 13-yard line. So that will be a 13-yard touchdown pass. to Stice.
That ball was spot on, Randy.
Yeah, very well thrown. 13 yards on the pass play. But Wilcox to Stice. And our score now is 14-12 as the Irish will try to tie this thing up with a two-point conversion. Wilcox sets both ends in tight. Stice and Taft go to the right. Back to pass. Wilcox wants to throw out to the left, and it's in for the two-point conversion. Making the reception was Joe Simon. That makes our score all tied up at 14 apiece, 9:57 to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Well, that scoring drive, six plays, 62 yards, capped off with a 13-yard touchdown pass from Tate Wilcox to Jack Stice. Then Wilcox completed a pass to Joe Simon for the two-point conversion, and we're tied at 14-all with 9:57 to play in the first half here at Johnson. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Well, Johnson Brock 6-0, Sacred Heart 2-4. Somebody forgot to tell the Irish.
Yeah, yes. This is a good game, Randy.
All right, Wilcox has the ball teed at the 30-yard line, set to kick it away. Here's his kick, a driving end over ender, fielded by Gravatt at the 12, east of the 15, the 20. Tries to break it out to the right, got a little running room. He's out across the 30, out to about the 31-yard line. Goes Gravatt. It'll be first and 10 there for the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Tackled by Simon and Rottinghouse for the Irish.
This game being presented tonight by Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and service, they have five other locations in Northeast Kansas. Bruna Implement Company of Humboldt, Nebraska, your presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast of high school football. Here come the Eagles over the football, first and 10 from their own 31-yard line. Quarterback Sloan Pelican with Gravatt set to his right, one wide receiver out to the right side. Give it to Gravatt, running right up the middle. Gravatt is hit and dropped after a gain of about seven. He's got the ball out to the 37-yard line with the market. Give him six on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and four.
Nice run by Gravatt, but an even better tackle by number three, Rob Froschel, for the Irish.
Gravatt initially has quite an opening there in that line. He's got a good open run for the first 3 or 4 yards before the linebackers or the D-backs come up and meet him. Second down and four now for the Eagles from their own 37-yard line. Pelican has both ends set in tight in the offensive line in front of him. Pelican keeps it himself. He'll run to the right, dives forward. He'll be stopped short of the first down yardage at about the 39-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 2 yards to go for Johnson Brock.
Another nice tackle by number 14, Tate Wilcox, for the Irish.
Now, Wilcox is a workhorse, 160-pounder. He's not a great big guy, but plays quarterback, of course, on offense and involved heavily in the defense. Third down and two at the 39-yard line from their own 39. Pelican in the shotgun. Pelican calls the snap, takes it, gives it off to Gravatt. Gravatt's going to get the first down, but barely. Well, now maybe I spoke too soon. It looked to me like he had it easily, and then when I look where they spot the ball, it's going to be close.
Bailey and Wilcox in on the stop for Paul C. Sacred Heart. Looks like it is a first down for the Eagles.
By about the length of the football, my first intuitive thing was right, but sometimes you look at it and go, what did I just say? All tied at 14 apiece here with 8:33 to play in the first half. Sacred Heart struck first and went up 6-0. Johnson Brock answered with 14 straight points to take the lead. Sacred Heart battled right back and tied it up. Now it's first and 10. Sacred Heart territory at the 39-yard line. Pelican, two wide receivers to the left, one wide to the right. Dollinghouse sits in a slot to the left. Isaac Brook is the wideout. Pelican with Gravatt beside him, is back to pass. Pelican has time. Throws the ball over the middle. Van Winkle, and the ball is tipped away. Perfect defense on the part of the Sacred Heart Irish. That's the pass play that was working last week for Van Winkle. But this time, Rob Freshall was going to have none of that.
That's right. Freshall was right there where he needed to be and knocked the pass away at the last second.
I'd have to say that Freshall played that just about perfectly.
Yes, he did.
Van Winkle was there. Pelican delivered the ball right on the money. And Freshall just reached in and tipped it away. Second down and 10 from the 39-yard line. Pelican. Long count at the line with two receivers left. He'll keep it from the option. Pitch it back to Gravatt. Gravatt tries to turn the corner. A nice shoestring tackle. Wilcox is having himself a night defensively.
That was
on this
a
ride.
Really beautiful tackle by Wilcox for the Irish.
Wrapped him up after a gain of a couple. They'll give him three on the play and put the football at the 36-yard line.
And that view you were talking about right in front of us. Perfect, huh?
Yeah, right in front of the window here. You could almost reach out and help him there, couldn't you? 7:45 to go in the first half. All tied at 14 apiece here at Johnson. Eagles over the football on third down and 7 from the 36-yard line of Sacred Heart. The senior signal caller, Sloan Pelican, puts Gravatt in motion out to the right. Pelican drops straight back into the pocket. All kinds of time. He's going to throw deep down the right sideline. The receiver's there and caught. That'll be a touchdown. Making the reception, Hayden Gravatt. The line of scrimmage was the 36-yard line. A 36-yard touchdown pass complete to Hayden Gravatt. He made the reception right at about the 1 and then just stepped in to the end zone. Are you there?
That was quite a ball.
Speechless. Huh?
Yeah. How did he catch that? I'm trying to figure that out. The defense was there.
Score coming with 7. Yeah, he was well covered. Score coming with 7:23 to play here in the second quarter. Blues are scored 20-14. Johnson Brock on top. The Eagles line up to go for 2. Pelican has a snap. Gives off to Gravatt. He'll carry it in for the 2-point conversion. And the score goes 22-14. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Time for another Scoring Drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jay Cortesia, Arm Connect. That Scoring Drive for the Eagles took 6 plays to cover 49 yards. It was topped off with a 36-yard touchdown pass, Sloan Pelican to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt carried in for the 2-point conversion, and the score now goes 22-14. Johnson Brock on top, 7:23 to play here in the first quarter at Johnson. And I'll tell you, Blaine Behrens, we've got a football game going here tonight.
Yeah, these teams are both battling out there. A lot of good plays, offense and defensively, for both squads.
So, Johnson Brock will tee the ball at the 30-yard line, leading now 22-14. Sloan Pelican will handle the kickoff duties. Jack Stice will be the deep man for the Irish, waiting near the 5-yard line for the kick. Pelican, the senior signal caller, the quarterback, comes forward. Here's his kick. High hanging end over ender. Stice fields this one at the 10-yard line. Starts to his right, across the 15, across the 20, dives out to about the 23-yard line. And Stice gives the Irish reasonably good starting position. They'll have it first at 10 from their own 23.
Tackled by Fulton and Melvin for the Eagles.
Thing you have to remember, if you're not familiar with 8-man football, is we're playing this game on an 80-yard field. And anytime you get the ball out there around the 23, that goal line's not that far away. Makes a huge difference that you're playing on
That's
an 80-yard
right.
football field. One of the nicest 8-man fields in the whole state here at Johnson, artificial turf. All right, spread formation, empty backfield this time for Tate Wilcox, trips to the left. Wilcox wants to throw out to Simon to the left, the 20, the 25. Simon out to the 30, across the 30, 31-yard line. A nice gain on the play. Looks like he's going to get about 7 on that reception.
Yeah, that was a tough run after the catch brought down by Van Winkle and Hayden Gravatt for the Eagles.
You have to think that any time Sacred Heart can get the ball into the hands of Joe Simon with a little bit of room to run out there, that's going to be a good thing for your offense. Simon got, we'll give him 7 on the carry, on the reception. Second down and 3, the ball just across the 30-yard line. This is Jack Stice splitting to the near side, to the right, to the left are trips. Quarterback Wilcox has the snap. Complete to Simon. This time he'll be hit and taken out of bounds right at about the line of scrimmage. Little if any gain on that play. It's still going to bring up third down, and I think about 3 yards to go here for the Irish.
Nice play by number 3 Pelican to be right there and basically stop him for no gain, Randy.
With a minute 38 left in the first half, Pawnee City is leading Sterling 16-6. That's some six-man football tonight at Pawnee City. Our thanks to R.J. Hickey for those scoring updates on the Pawnee City Indians. Always count on R.J. to push those scores our way here. At the 31-yard line, third down and 2 yards to go for the Irish. Wilcox has the snap, run the option, gives it to Simon. Simon gets away from the first man, then fights forward to be taken down at about the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure there's any gain on the play.
Yeah, nice pursuit by Gravatt, Pelican, and led by Leighton Barons for the Eagles.
Yep, no gain on the play. It's still fourth down and 2 yards to go from the 31-yard line, so a big defensive stand there for Johnson Brock. With 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in the first half, the Eagles leading 22-14. That was a big third down play right there because the Irish pick up another first down there. Oh, we got a different punter into the ball game. Let's see who we got. Is that Kanabe?
Yep, looks like Kanabe.
Hubert Kanabe stands at the 20-yard line, has the snap. Kanabe comes forward, gets the kick away. The ball is going to bounce inside the 20, roll inside the 15. Johnson Brock didn't have anybody back there to return it. It'll be touchdown at the 14-yard line. So that worked out well for the Irish in terms of the punt. And Johnson Brock now, leading the ball game 22-14, will take possession with 5:41 to play here in the first half. They'll have the ball first and 10, and they'll be working from their own. They're going to call it the 15-yard line is where they mark it. First and 10. So now the Eagles would like nothing more than to come down the field and put another score up there because maybe they've been a little bit surprised by the Irish here in this first half. Quarterback Sloan Pelican. Two wide receivers to the left, one split wide to the right. Pelican, with Gravatt set behind him, takes the snap, runs the option, pitches to Gravatt. He comes to the left. He's out to the 20, wrapped up at the 22-yard line. He'll be taken down. Have a gain of about 7 on the carry. Should bring up second down and about 3 yards to go. Oh, they're not going to give him near what I thought they would. They're going to mark it at the 21-yard line.
Yep.
I had a pretty good look at that one.
Nice tackle by number 27, Henry Rottinghouse for the Irish.
Interesting placement of the football. It happened right below my window here where I'm looking down on it, Blaine. Well, he was much closer than I was. Ball's at the 21-yard line. Gain of 6, second down and 4. It's on the left side hash mark. Isaac Brook comes wide to the left. Kason Dollinghouse sits in a slot to the left side. As Pelican has Gravatt behind him. Van Winkle comes in motion to the left. Pelican will run with the football. He's got room across the 25, taken out of bounds at the 29-yard line. He'll have a gain on the carry of about 8 yards, enough for a first and 10 for Johnson Brock.
Good tough run by Pelican. Nice tough tackle by number 35, James Froschel, to run him out of bounds.
And out of bounds stops the clock with 4 minutes, 50 seconds to play here in the first half. 22-14 your score. Johnson Brock with the lead and the football. Here come the Eagles. Isaac Brooks splits to the left. Dollinghouse in a slot to the left. Van Winkle is a wide receiver to the right side of Sloan Pelican. Pelican has the snap, runs the option, pitches it back. Ball is loose. Everybody after it. I think Pelican got back on the football, but it'll be a big loss on the play. Back inside the 20, down around the 19. He was trying to run an option to Hayden Gravatt, and the ball, I think, just went behind Gravatt.
I think number 24, Joe Simon, got his left hand on it when he went to pitch it and then blew it up from there.
Simon must have tipped that thing back there, but Pelican very alertly got back there and fell on the football, recovered the ball inside the 20 at the 19, and now it'll be second down and 20 yards to go, a loss of 10 yards on that fumble. Isaac Brook, the senior receiver, is the lone receiver to the left. Two wideouts to the right and a slot to the right sets Hayden Gravatt. Sloan Pelican calling his cadence on second down and 20 from the 19-yard line. Has the snap. He's back to pass. He's in the pocket. Throws out to the right. The pass is going to be complete. Caught by Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt goes out of bounds at the 31-yard line. They had second and 20. They got 12 on that pass play. Third down and 8 yards to go now for Johnson Brock from their own 31-yard line. Clock inside of 4 minutes to play here in the first half. 3:52 showing on the game clock. 22-14 our score. Johnson Brock with the lead on the Sacred Heart Irish. Eagles come over the football. Third down and 8 from the 31. Brooks sets to the left. Gravatt in a slot to the left. Van Winkle splits wide right. An empty backfield for Sloan Pelican. He'll throw the ball. Pelican's got pressure. Going to throw down the left sideline. Receiver's there. The pass is caught at the 11-yard line, and then a flag comes in. Isaac Brook made the reception. We've got a flag thrown, but he made the catch. Let's wait and see what the call's going to be here. I would assume you're looking at pass interference, but we've learned not to get ahead of ourselves. Yes, defensive pass interference. The pass was completed despite the interference. Great concentration there by the receiver, Blaine Behrens.
Yep, looks like they're going to decline it as they should. First down, Eagles from the Irish 15.
At the 15-yard line, Sloan Pelican and Hayden Gravatt set in the backfield. Van Winkle wide right, double tight end in front of him. Pelican has the snap, gives to Gravatt right up the middle, running inside the 10. He'll bust out to the left and take it for the touchdown. That will be a 15-yard touchdown run by Gravatt from 15 yards out. Hayden Gravatt on the carry. And just like that, Johnson Brock has jumped out to a 28-14 lead. Now we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. Score coming with 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the second quarter on that running play. Pelican all alone in the backfield for this two-point conversion with trips to his left. Pelican takes a snap, looks right, looking for Van Winkle, and Van Winkle makes the catch for the two-point conversion. The score goes 30-14. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Time for another Scoring Drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect, your Farm Bureau agents. That scoring drive for the Eagles took 6 plays to cover 65 yards. It was topped by a 15-yard run by Hayden Gravatt for the TD. Then they completed the two-point conversion pass to Chase Van Winkle, and Johnson Brock has jumped out to their biggest lead of the ball game, up now 30-14 with 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the first half here at Johnson. Sloan Pelican will tee the football up at the 30-yard line to kick it away. Looks like Jack Stice will again be the deep man to wait to return it. Stice has backed up a little farther this time. He's waiting back inside his own 5-yard line. Pelican was hitting 40-yard field goals when they were warming up out here tonight. He can kick the ball. Here's Pelican's kickoff. End over ender. Stice will field the ball at the 3. He's out to the 5. He comes to the 10 to the 15. Got a little bit of room to run. Now a flag comes in, and he'll be dropped at the 18-yard line, but a flag is thrown. And that's probably going to be on a hold on the return team against Sacred Heart.
Nice pursuit by Wyatt Fulton for the Eagles with help from Grady Behrens.
So we've got some laundry laying on the field here. The yellow flag is down. Holding is a call on the Irish. That'll be assessed against Sacred Heart. Back them down even further. 3 minutes and 26 seconds left to play here in the first half. 30-14. Johnson Brock with the lead. What do you got, Lane?
Yeah, they started walking off the wrong direction, but I think they figured it out.
Yeah, I doubt very much that
you catch that?
Coach Mitch Roberts would have went along with that one. All right, penalty yardage puts the football back inside the 10 at the 9-yard line. First and 10 for the Irish from their own 9. Quarterback Wilcox throws it out complete to Taft. He's hit at the 15-yard line and wrapped up there. Cole Taft, a sophomore, only 135 pounds, did a good job of holding on to the football. Moves it out to the 15 for a gain of 6. It'll bring up second down and 4.
Good coverage by number 2, Gravatt, and help from Peyton Grotran in on the stop.
Spot the football at the 15-yard line. Second down and 4 yards to go for the Sacred Heart Irish. 3 minutes to play in the first half here at Johnson. 30-14 your score. Johnson Brock with the lead on the Sacred Heart Irish. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the play-by-play. Blaine Behrens alongside with me this evening. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer. Quarterback Tate Wilcox, with wide receivers to his left, is in the pocket. Wilcox is under pressure. He's going to be sacked and thrown for a loss on the play. Tackled back inside the 10 near the 7 or 8-yard line. The defenders got through to him.
Yeah, number 40, Leighton Behrens. Looked like he came through unblocked and sacked Stice in the backfield. Wilcox.
Timeout taken on the field. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3. Randy Gatula, Blaine Behrens, back with you here in Johnson, Nebraska tonight. Eight-man high school football, a cool and crisp October evening. Temperatures getting down into the 40s now. As I said at the outset, that's where they ought to be for high school football. I'm not in favor of these 92-degree kickoff days. It's too warm for the players, the fans, and old guys on the radio. Here we go, third down. And 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 9-yard line. Third down and 10. Tate Wilcox is your quarterback. He's got Simon set down in a three-point stance behind him. Look at that. Wilcox hands under center this time. It's back to pass. Sets up. Throws to the left. The ball was tipped. Knocked away. Knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Ball's incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down and 10 yards to go with the 9. A punting situation for the Irish. And you know what? Johnson Brock, with 2:24 to play here in the first half, will still have time on the clock to do some damage because they're going to get this punt and get this ball in reasonably good field position. Now, last time, the Eagles didn't send anybody back to return the punt. It doesn't look like they're going to do it again.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody's back deep.
They're going to let Cooper Kanabe just kick away and nobody back deep to return it. Well, now they're going to change their mind. They'll send Chase Van Winkle back here to field it. Kanabe gets the snap. Got it blocked. The ball rolls into the end zone. Touchdown, Johnson Brock. Who got on it?
Ellington recovered, it looks like. I think Brooke got a hand on it or a couple hands on it. To block the punt.
Sloan Pelican recovers it on a block punt. I don't know who hit it for sure, but it was Pelican that fell on the football, and he'll be credited with the touchdown.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Brooke.
And that comes with 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the second quarter. So, a block punt results in a touchdown for Johnson Brock. Now they'll line up and go for the two-point conversion. Brooke is split wide to the right side of the field. Pelican has Gravatt beside him. The ends are tight. Give the ball to Gravatt. He runs out to the left. Now ducks back inside. A flag is thrown. He did not get in, and if that flag's against the offense, that will, of course, be declined since the conversion failed. And the score now goes 36-14. Johnson Brock on top, 2:19 to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Well, there's no drive to recap here, but we do have a scoring recap. A blocked punt resulted in Sloan Pelican falling on the football and recovering it in the end zone for the touchdown. Try for the two-point conversion failed, but the Johnson Broncos pushed their lead out now to 36-14, and there's still 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first half. So what looked like was shaping up to be a real knock them down, drag them out ball game here, and suddenly Johnson Brock has come up with 3 unanswered touchdowns to move it from a 14-14 tie to where they've now jumped out to 36-14 lead on the Irish. Pelican will handle the kickoff duties once again, as he has been. This is, I think, his 5th kickoff of the night here. Sacred Heart will put Jack Seiss deep to return it. He'll wait at the 5-yard line. As Pelican has the Eagles huddled up here, they break the huddle and get set to kick this ball away. Again, the score 36-14. Johnson Brock on top. Couple of minutes to play here, still in the first half at Johnson. Here comes Sloan Pelican forward. His kick, high end over ender. Seiss runs up and fields at the 10. He's to the 15. He's to the 20. Across the 20, down to the 21-yard line. Seiss is hit hard at the 21. Took quite a pop there. And Sacred Heart will have one more possession here in this first half. They'll begin this drive 1st and 10 from their own 21-yard line.
Chris Melvin with a nice tackle for the Eagles on that kickoff.
We'll have Sacred Heart football on the air again next Thursday night as they host Nebraska City Lords. Troy Nelson will join me for the broadcast over on KTNC. We'll have the Kansas City Chiefs here on Sunday next Thursday night. They'll be taking on the Denver Broncos. Irish over the football, 1st and 10 at the 21-yard line. Tate Wilcox is your quarterback, 160-pound junior signal caller. Wilcox has the ball. He'll run it himself to the left. He's got a blocker in front of him. Turns the corner across the 25, out to the 27 or 8-yard line. Nice gain on the play there. Looks like he'll get about 7 on the carry. He brings up 2nd down and 3.
Brought down by number 2, Hayden Gravatt for the Eagles.
Football at the 28-yard line, 2nd down, 3 yards to go for the Irish. Lots of football next week here on Sunday 101.3 and on KTNC. We'll tell you about that during our halftime show. Invite you to be with us for that halftime show coming up shortly. Tate Wilcox, spread formation, 2 wideouts to each side of the field. Wilcox is back to pass. Wilcox looks to his left. Pass is going to be complete. Couple of players down for Sacred Heart and slow getting up down here. 1st down yardage. Making the reception was Freshel. James Freshel has the ball out to the 34-yard line. Looks like both the Irish players are going to be okay. They're a little slow getting up.
1st down Irish. Tackle made by Dellinghouse and Gravatt for the Eagles.
1:19 to play here in the first half. 36-14. Johnson Brock on top. 1st and 10 Irish. At their own 34-yard line. Trips to the left for Wilcox. Wilcox has the snap. Here comes the pressure. Now steps up into the pocket. He'll run with the football. Wilcox has got yardage to the midfield stripe, the 40-yard line. Gain of 6 on the carry. And it'll bring up 2nd down and 4 yards to go for the Irish.
Tackled by Leighton Barons. Looks like they're stopping the clock. Timeout.
Timeout on the field with 59 seconds to go here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. We're 59 seconds away from halftime. Johnson Brock leading Fall City Sacred Heart 36-14. The Irish have the football facing 2nd down and 4 right at the midfield stripe, the 40-yard line. Sacred Heart moving from our left to right, from south to north into the wind here on a beautiful evening for high school football in Johnson, Nebraska. Irish over the ball on 2nd and 4. Tate Wilcox is the quarterback. He's all alone in the backfield with 3 wide receivers set to his left. Wilcox has the snap. 3-man rush. He's got time. Going deep down the left sideline. The receiver's there. It was intended for Joe Simon, but the pass comes up short down near the 10-yard line. and it'll be incomplete. It'll bring up third down and 4 yards to go, and they'll bring the ball back to the 40-yard line.
Good secondary play by number 32, Casey Bellinghouse, for the Eagles.
Incompleted pass stops the clock with 52 seconds to play here in the first half. The Irish would love to get one into the end zone here and close up on them a little bit. 36-14, Johnson Brock with the lead. Again, same formation. Three receivers to the left for Tate Wilcox, the quarterback. Wilcox has the snap. Pressure coming. He's in trouble. He's going to be sacked and dropped for a big loss back near the 32-yard line. Wilcox a little bit slow getting up here. Taken down hard, and he's not getting up yet. The official comes over to check on him. Here comes the trainer out quickly. We're going to have timeout taken on the field for the injured player. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Well, Tate Wilcox, the player shaken up there for Sacred Heart. The good news is he's been helped to his feet, and he's leaving the field under his own steam. May have just had the wind knocked out of him over there, but he'll go to the far sideline. As we said, the good news is he leaves under his own steam here to get to the sideline. The clock is down to 45 seconds to go here in the first half. 36-14, Johnson Brock with the lead. Sacred Heart, after the big loss, now another timeout taken, so we'll step aside also for another 30-second break on Sunny 101.3. Back to live action. Fourth down and 11 to go. The football is at the 33-yard line. Cooper Kanabe comes on to kick the football away here for Sacred Heart. Kanabe, a 200-pound sophomore, got the last one blocked into the end zone and covered by Sloan Pelican for a touchdown. So, you know, that's got to be on Kanabe's mind here. He's going to want to get this thing out of here quickly. They'll put Chase Van Winkle back deep to return it this time. Kanabe, oh, look at this. He's going to take a full 15-yard drop this time, maybe back an extra 2 or 3 yards farther than usual. Let's see if the center, Von Leonard, can snap it to him. It's a good snap. Got the punt away this time. Bounces in front of Van Winkle. He's going to pick the ball up at the 13. Starts to his left. He's to the 15. And then he slides down at the 19-yard line before taking the hit. That stops the clock with 36 seconds to go in the first half. Johnson Brock will have the ball. First and 10, working from their own 19. 36-14, your score. Johnson Brock with the lead over the Sacred Heart Irish as we approach halftime. Be sure and stay with us for our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. All right, from the 19-yard line, smell the coffee. Oh, man, that smells good.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
Quarterback Sloan Pelican on first and 10 from the 19 is back to pass. Pump fake once. Going to throw deep down the left sideline for Van Winkle, and the pass falls incomplete, and we've got a flag thrown. Van Winkle got tied up with the coverage down around the 30-yard line, and we're going to have pass interference called on the Irish. The unmentioned defender. Down to 30 seconds to go here. 36-14, your score. Irish trailing. Big penalty yardage here is going to go against the Irish. They'll march off 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. That'll move the football out to the 34-yard line. Well within striking distance of Sloan Pelican and Chase Van Winkle. We saw that last week out at BDS. On first and 10 from the 34-yard line, Pelican alone in the backfield, two receivers to the left, one wide to the right. Pelican back to pass. Pressure coming. Throws it complete to the left, Gravatt, and Gravatt steps out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Stops the clock with 25 seconds to go. Gravatt probably could have turned that up for some yardage before going out of bounds.
He had a little space, but I think the coaches were wanting him out of bounds. But either way, stops the clock.
Gain of 6 on the reception, second down and 4 yards to go. The ball at the midfield stripe, the 40-yard line. But right now, Johnson Brock would love to put one more up there just to put an exclamation point on this first half. Chase Van Winkle goes wide to the right, Isaac Brook to the left. In a slot to the left is Hayden Gravatt. Pelican back to pass. Pelican sets over the middle, has Brook. The ball pops up into the air. I think that's an interception. With the football coming back up the field for Sacred Heart, running with the ball is Brendan Lemron. They're going to call that an interception. Lemron came up with the football. It popped up in the air off to the hands. I thought it hit the turf, but apparently not.
Yeah, that's we'll have to see. Are they going to look at it at all? They talk about it at all?
Kind of looks like when a volleyball player puts a hand out on the floor to keep the ball. I think he had a hand under.
Heads up play by Lemron, looks like, for the Irish.
Lemron with the return puts it out to the 37-yard line. We're down to 15 seconds to go here. Irish, 15 seconds to go. First and 10 from their own 37. We got a quarterback. Is that Wilcox back in there? Yes, it is. He's back in the... Got to throw deep down the left sideline. The receiver is going to be intercepted, and then a flag is thrown down near the 12 or the 17-yard line. This may be pass interference on Johnson Brock. The intended receiver down there was Jack Stice. There were two defenders in the area. Stice was on the ground. The ball was intercepted, actually, but it's going to be pass interference on the defense. This is happening with just 9 seconds left to play here in the first half at Johnson. If you're just checking in, 36-14 our score. Johnson Brock with the lead on the Sacred Heart Irish. With the penalty yardage, the football is going to be moved. Well, they still haven't spotted it. Where's the football? There it is. They still haven't spotted the ball. At the 28-yard line is where they'll mark it. First and 10. 9 seconds to go. Irish wanting to strike here from 28 yards out. Wilcox puts Stice in motion. Wilcox fakes a handoff, sets, throws the ball down the left sideline. The pass falls incomplete inside the 5. And I believe, that stops the clock with 3 seconds. The Irish will have one more chance to throw it deep before we get to halftime here at Johnson again. You're invited to stay with us for the halftime. The Irish took a timeout here with 3 seconds. The clock actually stops anyway. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School, Johnson, Nebraska. We're 3 seconds away from halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Sacred Heart Irish 36-14. One more play to go here, and then you're invited to be with us for our halftime show. The ball is at the 28-yard line, second down and 10. One last shot at it here to end this first half for Tate Wilcox and company. Wilcox, spread formation, two receivers out wide to each side of the field. Wilcox with an empty backfield. He'll be throwing deep. Sets. Pressure coming. Wilcox under pressure. Unloads it down near the goal line. The ball is nearly intercepted. Falls incomplete. And that'll be the end of the first half. At halftime, the Johnson Brock Eagles lead the Sacred Heart Irish 36-14, our halftime score. We're going to step aside now and take a 2-minute timeout. Then we'll be back with our halftime show presented by Highland Community College after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
All right. Before we take a look at our halftime scoring recap of this one, let's share a few other scores for you from around the area here. After one quarter, we know Nebraska was up 3-0 over Illinois. John Nixon reports here that Ball City down 24-8. That's at halftime, and they're at Auburn's at Syracuse. Ball City trailing 24-8. Here's one for you. Ty Hahn just made a big third down catch for the Huskers from 21 yards out. So, Johnson Brock fans, Ty Hahn got a reception, 21 yards on a key third down for the Huskers. That's great news to hear that one. Let's see what else we've got here. Go ahead.
Yep, same thing. I just got a message as well. Ty Hahn.
R.J. Hickey reports Pawnee City leading Sterling 30-6. That's with 7:42 left to go in the third quarter. So that's the scores that we have for you so far. Again, here at Johnson Brock, 36-12. Johnson Brock leading. I believe they're just making that same announcement about Ty Hahn's reception here. Johnson Brock fans are going to like hearing that. So Dalton Knippelmeyer, the public address announcer, enjoying every minute of that. Now let's finally get to our scoring recap here, brought to you by Highland Community College. The Sacred Heart Irish got on the board first with 7:14 to play in the first quarter. A one-yard run by Joe Simon, captain, 8-play, 37-yard drive. Conversion failed. But Sacred Heart was up 6-0, and I believe that's the first time Johnson Brock had trailed this season. The Eagles came battling back at 4:07 to play in the first quarter with a 16-yard touchdown pass. Sloan Pelican to Kaysen Dollinghouse, who capped an 8-play, 51-yard drive. The conversion attempt was carried in on the run by Pelican, made it 8-6, Johnson Brock on top. With 11:14 to play early in the second quarter, a 21-yard touchdown pass from Sloan Pelican to Chase Van Winkle capped off an 8-play, 66-yard drive, made it 14-6, Johnson Brock on top. The Irish came battling right back at 9:57 to go in the first half. A 13-yard touchdown pass from Tate Wilcox to Jack Stice, a 6-play, 62-yard scoring drive. Pass was complete to Joe Simon for the 2-point conversion, and the Irish had tied this puppy up again at 14-all. However, from there on, the rest of the second quarter, all Johnson Brock. A 36-yard touchdown pass, Pelican to Gravatt, a 15-yard touchdown run by Hayden Gravatt, and then a block punt covered in the end zone by Sloan Pelican for another touchdown enables Johnson Brock to go to the locker room, leading Sacred Heart 36-14.
This halftime show has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
We're going to take a 2-minute break here, then we're going to update you with our latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Football, presented by Bruna Implement Company in Humboldt on Sunny 101.3. Once again, we welcome you back to Johnson, Nebraska, Johnson Brock High School, where it's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Sacred Heart Irish 36-14. Want to tell you about our upcoming coverage here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. Next week, on Thursday evening, we'll have the Sacred Heart Irish hosting the Nebraska City Lords Knights. That'll be live from Judd Brown Stadium in Fall City Thursday night on KTNC. Also next Thursday night, here on Sunny 101.3, we'll have the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Denver Broncos. Then on Friday night on KTNC, we'll have South Holt. We'll be playing at Mound City. Troy Nelson will have the call for you on that one. On Sunny 101.3, we'll have the Auburn Bulldogs and the Fall City Tigers. Cody Swong will join me for that broadcast. So we'll have Mound City and South Holt on Sunny. Let me get that right. And on KTNC, it'll be Fall City playing at Auburn. That's next Friday night. Of course, Nebraska with an open date next week. And last report, we had the Huskers leading the Illinois 10-0, I believe. You got an update?
17-0.
All right. 17-0, Huskers up. That game live tonight over on our sister station, KTMC. We've got time for one more two-minute break, and then we'll be back with third-quarter action coming your way after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3. Once again, we welcome you back to Johnson, Nebraska, Johnson Brock High School, where it's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Sacred Heart Irish 36-14, our halftime score. My name is Randy Gatula. Blaine Barron's alongside. Ray Pennington is our producer engineer at our Sunny 101.3 studios for this evening's broadcast. And our presenting sponsor for these high school ball games here on Sunny 101.3. is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. Bruna Implement Company with 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Bruna Implement, our presenting sponsor for these broadcasts here on both Sunny 101.3 and on our sister station, KTNC. Sounds like the Huskers are doing well tonight, up 17-0, Blaine. Boy, that's good to hear.
Yeah, that's nice to hear Ty Hahn getting in the action tonight.
Well, Ty sees a lot of action on special teams.
Yep.
He's down there on kickoff coverage and punt coverage, but tonight apparently in the ballgame as a wide receiver. And I've always thought if the young man is given an opportunity, he's going to shine. And tonight a 21-yard reception, apparently on a key third down play. And the Huskers up 17-0 over Illinois. You know, going into a bye week for the Huskers, they can be 3-3 on the season. Those next three games are very winnable.
You're right.
You know, they'd have an opportunity to get that six wins and have the possibility of a bowl going here. So I know I'm getting optimistic.
Stay
here.
Hopeful.
I realize it.
Yep. Always hopeful.
Yep, you're right. All righty. Looks like we got a little confusion as they line up here on who's going to be on which end. Both teams were wrong.
Flipping back and forth here, aren't they?
To start this second half, Sacred Heart won the coin toss, and they elected to defer their decision to the second half. The Irish, of course, trailing here 36-14. They want the football to start this third quarter. And so Johnson Brock will kick the ball away. They will kick from our left to right, from south to north here at Johnson. Sloan Pelican has it teed at the 30-yard line. Gosh, I just feel like I'm down on the field with the kids. We're so close to it here. Love working football in Johnson. Stice is back deep to return it. Here's Pelican's kick, an end-over-ender. Back Stice up to the 5-yard line. He comes out to the 10. He's got a block. He's to the 15. And he's across the 15 and then driven back at about the 18-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 18. It'll be first and 10 there for the Sacred Heart Irish, working from their own 18-yard line.
Nice tackle by Casey Bellinghouse and Grady Behrens for Johnson Brock.
I was here a few years ago leaning out the window just like this, and I let go of my spotting chart.
Uh-oh.
It went fluttering down. I don't even remember who the young man was, but one of the freshmen on the football team in uniform scooped up my paper, recognized the importance of it, and came storming up the steps with it. I wish I could think of his name right now and give him credit. Tate Wilcox, first and 10. From the 18-yard line, has the snap from center. Wilcox sets, throws the ball out to the right. The pass overthrown, intended out there for Joe Simon. Just a little bit tall, and to throw it over Joe Simon, you've got to get it up in the airways.
Yeah, that was good coverage by Gravatt and Pelican, and it's good to see Wilcox out there slinging away.
He took quite a shot earlier. He was, kind of sick over on the sideline there for a while, but he's back in the ballgame. Second down, 10 yards to go, coming up for Sacred Heart, working from their own 18-yard line here in the opening seconds of the second half. 36-14, if you weren't with us, is the score. Johnson Brock, it was tied at 14-all, and then the Eagles reeled off three straight scores to end that first half. On second and 10, Tate Wilcox has the snap. He's got room to throw, throws the ball out here for Stice. The ball is overthrown and goes incomplete, out of bounds, out at the 25-yard line. You know, Tate Wilcox had some room to run with the football that time.
Yep.
The coverage was all out here after the receivers, and he had an awful lot of daylight in front of him when he let go of that pass.
Meyer did his job staying home on the receiver for the Irish.
So back-to-back incompletions means that the Sacred Heart Irish now face third down and 10 yards to go at the 18-yard line. The Irish need desperately to get something going here on this first possession of the half, trailing as they are 36-14. Tate Wilcox this time will set Simon behind him in the backfield and to put two receivers wide to his right. Now in motion, Stice comes from right to left. Wilcox has the snap, sets in the pocket. Wilcox is going to run with the football. No, now throws down the sideline for Stice, and the pass is knocked away. Good coverage. Double coverage back there. Van Winkle was back along with Isaac Brook.
Yep.
They had him sandwiched in between them, but the ball pretty well thrown. It was there.
He almost could have made a catch there, but those two Eagles kind of submerged on him at the last second.
Hard to come down with the football when there's two defenders waiting to pop you there like that. All right, Grady Behrens, a sophomore, is going to go back to return this punt. Cooper Kanabe will be in to kick it away. Kanabe, as you know, got one blocked in the first half for a touchdown. Kanabe stands at his own 7-yard line, now backs up a little farther, waiting for the snap. He's got the snap. Here comes the rush. He got the ball away. Bounces in front of Grady Behrens at the 25. He's to the 30, the 35. Out to his left of the 40. A flag on the play. The 35. Down near the 31-yard line. Nice return by Grady Behrens to get the ball to the 31-yard line, but there's a flag thrown back at the 33 of Johnson Brock.
Tackled out of bounds by Joe Simon for the Irish.
Well, I know that flag was thrown, but that doesn't lessen the effort there by Grady Behrens.
That was a good return.
He did a good job running the football out to his left to get it upfield. This flag was tossed back at the 33-yard line, so we're going to have penalty yardage assessed against the Johnson Brock Eagles. All this is happening with the 11:25 to play in the third quarter here at Johnson. Our score, Johnson Brock 36, Fall City Sacred Heart 14. Try and get some more scoring updates for you here if we can. We've got folks all around that send us scores. John Nixon monitoring some of those. He'll keep us updated, I think, on the Fall City ball game. John, you have to tell me who the Fall City opponent is on that next update, my friend. First and 10, Johnson Brock, handoff, gives off to Gravatt. He's got the football across the 25, out to about the 26. He'll have a gain of 3 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 7 yards to go for the Eagles.
Nice tackle by Vaughn Leonard for the Irish.
Right about now, John's thinking, Randy, I sent you that on your notes. I know you did, my friend.
It's hard to remember everything.
Finding them right now. All right, here's the ball. John does a great job from the remote desk there in the studios of sending me information. Second down and 7 yards to go at the 26-yard line for Johnson Brock as Sloan Pelican sets in a shotgun with Gravatt on his right. Pelican throws a pass complete out to the left. That's Van Winkle. Van Winkle gets knocked out of bounds near the first down marker. I think he's going to have the first down out to the 33 or 4-yard line.
Dice on the coverage for the Irish. Quite a bit of room for Van Winkle after he made that catch.
He knew exactly what he needed to. He got the
That's
first
right.
down with a half a yard to spare there. Moved the football just short of the 34-yard line outside the 33 of Johnson Brock. Again, moving left to right. South and North, Johnson Brock, and they're all red uniforms tonight, white numerals. They come over the football. Sloan Pelican is the quarterback, as he has been throughout the evening. Has one receiver to the left. He'll keep it himself and run right. He wants to turn the corner. Midfield to 40. He'll be taken down inside the 35 at the 34-yard line. Tate Wilcox with the tackle.
Tough run by Pelican. Good tackle by Tate Wilcox. First down, Johnson Brock.
You know, Wilcox, in addition to being the starting quarterback for Sacred Heart, he's had quite an evening defensively. He's got to be their leading tackler, I believe.
He's making some really good plays in the open field.
Yeah, a lot of them are one-on-one open field tackles, too. 10:26 to go, third quarter, 36-14, Johnson Brock with the lead. Eagles have the football now at the Sacred Heart 34-yard line with a first and 10. A lot of discussion here between the huddle and the sideline. Coach Mitch Roberts shouting some instructions out there to Johnson Brock. They're hesitating to break the huddle. What, are we going to burn a timeout here, or what's going on?
It looks like maybe the chain gang's got a little mess.
Well, that's the problem, over across the way. The missing link. The ball is marked at the 34-yard line. We've got a temporary suspension of play here because the chain gang must have broke the chain across the way. They're working on that. I wish we knew how long that was going to take here because it's like Doug Goltz is bringing them some spare parts from his toolkit over there. Yeah, so went and got a pliers.
You don't see this every day, Randy.
Doug went and got a pliers. He uses that in case somebody has a toothache. That's what that's for. 10:26 to go in the third quarter when all this is taking place. I guess we'll step aside and take a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to Johnson, Nebraska. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Sacred Heart Irish 36-14. We still have timeout on the field as they work on the broken chain across the way. I can remember this happening once before in a ball game. I believe it was at Lawrence Nelson, and the PA announcer, they had canned music ready. He immediately went to the Jeopardy song. And he
nice.
Played the Jeopardy song over and over and over as they were feverishly working, trying to repair the chain. And he must have went through that whole Jeopardy song at least two or three times through the jingle before they finally got it going. One thing, it did get a big cheer when they got the chain fixed.
I bet.
Let's see if that happens tonight. The Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart fans are all bundled up across the way in their hoodies and blankets. And
here we go.
We're ready to get back to live action. First and 10, Johnson Brock. At the 34-yard line of the Irish, Pelican with Gravatt set to his right. Chase Van Winkle split to the left. Give the ball to Gravatt right into the middle of the 30. He's the 25, the 20, the 15, and taken down at about the 10-yard line. Hayden Gravatt found all kinds of running room right up the middle. They're going to say he's down at the 11. It'll be a first and 10, Johnson Brock at the 11 of the Irish.
Touchdown saving tackle by James Brushell for the Irish.
Spot the football at the 11-yard line between the hash marks. Johnson Brock moving toward the north end zone here in Johnson. Pelican on first and 10 from the 11. In the shotgun formation has the snap. Again to Gravatt, right into the middle. Gravatt this time is going to be thrown back after a gain of maybe three. Looks like he's down to about the 8-yard line. It'll be second down and 7 from the 8. He can get a first down down inside the 1-yard line. So second down, 7 yards to go at the 8-yard line. Johnson Brock comes all the way back out here to the 20 to huddle up this time. They're trying to keep the play call a secret. Eh? Going halfway to Table Rock to huddle up on this one. Here we go. Second down and 7 at the 8-yard line. Pelican once again with Gravatt in the backfield next to him. Pelican has the snap. He's going to run it himself. Now goes to the left. He's at the 5, taken down short of the first down. Down around the 4-yard line is where they're going to mark it. It'll bring up third down. And I believe 3 from the 4.
There's Wilcox again for the Irish with a nice open field tackle.
Boy, Wilcox has had himself a night here defensively. Third down and 3 at the 4-yard line. A first down is possible. They'd have to get the football inside the 1 in order to get a first down. 8:44 to play, third quarter, 36-14. Johnson Brock with the lead. Chase Van Winkle splits wide to the right side of the field. Gravatt sets to the right of Pelican. Pelican on 3rd and 3. Gives to Gravatt. Gravatt fighting near the goal line. Dives. Did he get in? Yes. Touchdown. 4-yard touchdown carry by Hayden Gravatt. Takes it in for the TD from 4 yards out. Score coming here. Can you see the time down there for me?
8:26, Randy.
8:26 to play in the third quarter. A 4-yard run by Gravatt. And that puts Johnson Brock up now 42-14 as they line up for the 2-point conversion. Van Winkle is split wide to the right. The ends are set in tight. Pelican gives it off to Gravatt. No place to go that time. They swallowed the Gravatt up. The conversion fails. And the score remains now 42-14. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. The Scoring Drive Recap, presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City. Well, Johnson Brock's scoring drive took 6 plays to cover 50 yards. It was capped with a 4-yard touchdown run by Hayden Gravatt. The try for the 2-point conversion failed, and Johnson Brock has now opened up a 42-14 lead over Sacred Heart with 8:26 left to play here in the third quarter. Sloan Pelican, for about the 7th time tonight, I believe, getting set to kick the ball away. Kicked it off to start this half, and then after the other 6 touchdowns. Pelican's got a lot of practice kicking on kickoff tonight. Back deep, returning it. Jack Stice waits at the 5-yard line. Pelican comes forward. Here's the kick. Hangs up there. Stice fields this in at the 7, right up the middle of the 10 to the 15, out to the left of the 20, and hit at the 20-yard line is Jack Stice. Pretty good coverage there on the part of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Stice gets it out to the 20. That's where Sacred Heart will start, 1st and 10.
Tackled by Grady Behrens and Gravatt for the Eagles.
Grady Behrens also helped Jack Stice to his feet. Boy, I like to see that sort of thing.
Good sportsmanship.
Good sportsmanship, helping Stice back to his feet after the tackle. The ball at the hash mark at the 20-yard line. Hash mark on the left side of the field. Sacred Heart right to left, going from north to south. Something we haven't seen. Wilcox hands under center this time. Back to pass. Throws the ball out to Stice. Stice makes a reception. Good for 3 or 4 yards. He's out to about the 24-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 4 on the play and call it 2nd down and 6 yards to go.
Nice coverage by Gravatt. Bring down the Irish receiver after that short gain.
Wilcox came up hands under center that time. That was a different look than what we've been seeing. He's been in the shotgun throughout the night here tonight. Another, as we said, a beautiful evening for football. Now, the folks across the way, they're bundled up pretty tight in those blankets over there. It might be a little cooler out there than we realize. We're in a press box with open windows, but second down and 6 yards to go from the 24-yard line. Again, hands under center. Oh, bobble on the exchange from center. And diving after the football is Tate Wilcox. He covers it up back at the 20 with a loss of four, so they haven't been under center all night. And the second time they try it tonight, they have a fumble on the exchange from center. That's not good. Loss of four puts it back to the original line of scrimmage at the 20-yard line. And now it's going to be third down and 10 yards to go for the Irish, trailing here 42-14 is our score. On third down and 10, under center again for Tate Wilcox. The running back, the fullback is Joe Simon behind him. Fake the handoff to Simon. No place for Wilcox to go. He's wrapped up and grabbed right at the line of scrimmage. Great defense by Johnson Brock.
Number 34, Rowan Benham, gets into the backfield for the Eagles.
Benham just reached out and got a handful of jersey and was able to pull Wilcox down right at the line of scrimmage. So it'll be a punting situation for Sacred Heart. Grady Behrens will be back to return this punt. He will wait near his own 30-yard line. Cooper Canabi in to do the kicking for the Irish. He'll stand at his own 10 to wait for the snap. Johnson Brock's going to come after him here again, the way it looks. Canabi got it out of there. Oh, nice kick.
Nice kick.
Over the head of Grady Behrens. It's going to roll inside the 15, inside the 10, down to the 7, the
wow.
6, near the 5, and finally touchdown at the 6-yard line. What a punt by Cooper Canabi. Not only did he get a good kick on it, but he got about a 30-yard roll after the ball hit the turf. And that's going to back Johnson Brock all the way down to their own 6-yard line in the south end as they work left to right, south to north here in Johnson. All of that happening with 6:05 to play in the third quarter. 42-14 your score. Johnson Brock with the lead and the football. Pelican is your quarterback. You got to wonder at what point does Johnson Brock start to put some clean jerseys out there, and why risk getting some of your stars hurt here? You still got a lot of football to play in this season.
Yep, looks like we're starting to get a couple guys in. Number 30, Maverick Piper's in on the left side for the Eagles.
Help me with some of those subs, if you would. Pelican is your quarterback, has a snap. Pelican hands the ball to Gravatt, right up the middle. Gravatt running tough across the 10. Gravatt, down to about the 12-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 6 on the carry. They'll bring up second down and 4 yards to go for Johnson Brock.
Nice tackle by Leonard for Fall City Sacred Heart.
Glad you chose to join us for high school football tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Runa Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, is your presenting sponsor for this broadcast of high school football. Sloan Pelican waiting for his snap in the shotgun formation. He's going to run with the football, fake the pitch, keeps it himself, turns it upfield. He's on his feet to 30, the 35, midfield to 40, the 35, and ran down by Freshel from behind and tackled at the 30-yard line. They'll mark it at the 31. A big gainer there for Sloan Pelican.
Freshel brings him down, but it was quite a battle there at the end, Randy, between Pelican and Freshel.
Making the tackle on him was James Freshel. Ran him down from behind. Freshel showed some pretty good speed.
Yes, he did.
Kept up to Pelican.
Yes, he did.
Okay, who we got checking into the ball game here now?
Thomas Curtis for the Eagles.
Yeah, let's pick up some more of those subs as they get into the game if we can. Football at the 31-yard line, first and 10, Johnson Brock. Isaac Brook goes wide to the left, tight end formation. Five-man offensive line in front of Sloan Pelican and Hayden Gravatt on first and 10 at the 31. Pelican gives to Gravatt. Gravatt's hit at the line of scrimmage, dropped after a gain of 2. He'll get the ball to the 29-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go.
James Freshel in on the stop for the Irish.
I've mentioned this before in the broadcast tonight, but I just love it here at Johnson. We're only 10 yards off the sideline. We're on the third floor of this nice press box. And we're just literally feel like you're down in the huddle when these kids huddle up right in front of us. It's so very close, almost like watching it on TV in your living room here. We're so close to the action. Can leave the binoculars over there in the case. Second down and 8 yards to go with the 29-yard line for Sloan Pelican and Company. He has the snap. Fakes to Gravatt, keeps it himself. Punished one defender at the line of scrimmage and then fell forward down to the 27-yard line for a gain of about two more. But, boy, one of the Sacred Heart defenders really took a pop there from Sloan Pelican. Ball is spotted now at the 27-yard line. Now, that's not going to work. They got nine players out there, and you can't do that. There comes a flag, and that'll be a procedure penalty on the Johnson Brock Eagles. They broke the huddle with eight. They had a ninth player trying to join the party, and he didn't get there in time for the ball to be snapped. They were all gathered around the campfire, and they had their allotment of eight, and the ninth guy tried to get there. Not going to happen. Now we got a big shift here. Help me out. Who are the ball players checking in?
Looks like the starters.
All right. Penalty yardage puts the football back to the 32-yard line, which third down and 11. The clock shows 3:24 to play here in the third quarter. 42-14, Johnson Brock with the lead and the football. On third down and 11 from the 32, Sloan Pelican with an empty backfield, spread formation, three wide receivers to his left. Pelican looks left, now over the middle. Pass is going to be complete to Gravatt. Gravatt caught the ball. He's at the 25, inside the 25. Tackled short of the first down yardage at about the 23. And it'll bring up fourth down and a long yard, maybe two to go here for Johnson Brock.
Wilcox with another nice tackle for the Irish.
All right, it'll be fourth down and two. Johnson Brock's going to go for it, of course, leading in the ball game. They'll come over the football, fourth down and 2 yards to go. Pelican ends in tight, takes a snap, gives to Gravatt. Gravatt should have enough for the first down. Looks like he's down near the 20-yard line. He needed the 21. He'll have it with about a half a yard to spare. It should be first and 10, Johnson Brock. New line of scrimmage at the 21-yard line. 10:35 to play now here in the third quarter. 42-14.
Tackle made by Leonard there for the Irish on that last running play, Randy.
Sloan Leonard on the stop, playing, seeing his first action since week number two out of Lawrence Nelson when he had an injury to his arm, I believe it was. Football at the 21-yard line, first and 10, Johnson Brock, wide receiver out to the left side. Christopher Melvin this time is the wide out to the left. Pelican is your quarterback. He has the snap. Keeps it himself after the fake. He'll break to the right and take it for the touchdown. A 21-yard touchdown run by Sloan Pelican. He pretty much went in there untouched. Sloan Pelican on the touchdown. Pushes our score up to 48-14 now. This score coming with a minute and 58 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Sloan Pelican on the score. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Eagles are taking a lot of time huddled up here to get this thing off. They're going to have to hurry some not to get a delay on this one. They're going to try and kick one. Pelican to kick it. Holding the football will be Cason Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse to hold, Pelican to kick. The ball is down. The kick is up. The kick is good. He nailed it. Put that one through. 49-14 your score. 1:58 to go third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Well, it's time for yet another scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That scoring drive, six plays, 74 yards. Sloan Pelican running it in from 21 yards out, and then Pelican this time kicked the extra point. Put it through the uprights. Our score goes 49-14. Johnson Brock with the lead over the Sacred Heart Irish. Scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City, our good friends Jake and Tasha Armconnect. We're very pleased to have them join us on all these broadcasts here on Sunny and on KTNC. Pelican has the ball teed at the 30-yard line. Stice once again back deep to return it. Here's the kick. Stice backs up. He'll field the football at the 1-yard line. He's out to the 5. He's to the 10. He got a block. He's at the 15 and then hit down at the 15-yard line. Sacred Heart will start first and 10 from their own 15-yard line now, trailing 49-14, under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter, a minute 51 showing on the game clock. Let's see if we've got some clean jerseys checking in there defensively. I see Christopher Melvin in as a cornerback on the far side. I believe those are pretty much starters, though, still on the field, aren't they?
Gavin Perriott's in the middle. He's been in and out. Okay. Thomas Curtis over here on the right side.
Hands under center for Tate Wilcox. Power eye formation. Fake the handoff to the fullback. Keeps it himself. Runs to the right. He'll get about 4 yards. Has the football out to the 19-yard line. They set up in just a standard double tight end eye formation there.
Tackle made by Piper, Grotrin, and Gavin Perriott for the Eagles.
So now the football spotted near the 19-yard line, second down, about 3 yards to go, or second down, 7 yards to go, rather, after a gain of three. Irish come over the football. Hands under center for Tate Wilcox, set behind him. Is Simon, fake to Simon. Wilcox has got some time to throw. Now he's going to run with the football. Turns upfield, has a first down. He's at the 30, the 35, taken down at the 39-yard line. Nice open field tackle by Johnson Brock, but not before a big gain by Tate Wilcox.
Yeah, that was a good tackle by Melvin.
Wilcox.
First down, Irish.
Has the football at the 39-yard line, first and 10 for Sacred Heart. 49-14 the score, if you're checking in with us here. We're down to 35 seconds to play in this third quarter. Cole Taft puts wide to the right this time. Back to pass. Wilcox sets. He's going to throw down the right sideline. Has a receiver. That's Taft, I believe. And he's going to go all the way into the end zone for the touchdown from 41. Well, let's see. That was Stice that made the reception from 41 yards out. Stice making the catch on the football, a 41-yard touchdown pass to Jack Stice. And the Irish come back and strike here despite being down by a considerable amount. This score comes with just 13 seconds to play in the third quarter. Tate Wilcox to Jack Stice for that touchdown. 41-yarder now. The try for the two-point conversion. Wilcox puts Stice in a slot to the right. Taft split wide to the right as a wide receiver. Wilcox has a snap. Gives off to Simon. Simon is hit near the goal line. Does not get in. The conversion fails. And the score now goes 49-20. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Well, that scoring drive, pretty quick work there for Sacred Heart. Took them just three plays to cover 65 yards, a 41-yard touchdown pass from Tate Wilcox to Jack Stice down the right sideline. Conversion attempt failed, and the score now 49-20. Johnson Brock in command, just 13 seconds left to play in the third quarter here at Johnson as the Irish get set to kick the football away. High school football coming your way tonight on KLZA-FM, Ball City, Nebraska. Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly referred to. Randy Gatula with you here on the play-by-play. Blaine Behrens, our statistician this evening and color commentator, with the ball at the 30, ready to kick it away, are the Irish. Tate Wilcox handling the kickoff duties here. Back deep. Here's the kick. Going to come to the near side, and the ball's going to go out of bounds down near the 5-yard line. And now let's see what Johnson Brock wants to do, if they want to make him re-kick it or if they'll just take the football and set up shop offensively. Waiting for a decision. Looks like they're just going to Well, maybe they are going to make him kick it over. Nope, they're just going to take the football. Seemed to be a moment's hesitation on their decision there. With the ball going out of bounds, they'll bring it out and spot it at the 25-yard line. That's significant with that 80-yard field again when you can start at the 25. Had some long drives in this ball game. Johnson Brock with the football. Sloan Pelican is in a quarterback. Gravatta still in the backfield. Van Winkle is split wide to the left side as a wideout receiver. Pelican has the snap. Gives to Gravatt. He's got running room to 30, 35, midfield to 40. It's a foot race. The 30 going to be chased down. He'll be taken out of bounds near the 15-yard line by Jack Stice. Caught up to him and takes Gravatt out at the 14. It'll be first and 10, Johnson Brock at the 14, and that's the end of the third quarter. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds with more high school football on Sunny 101.3. Well, we have a scoring update on the HTRS Lourdes Central. In the third quarter, Lourdes leading 36-14 over HTRS. Of course, Lourdes Central, next week's opponent for your Sacred Heart Irish. They're leading HTRS 36-14 in the third quarter. We thank you for that scoring update. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer tonight, back at the Sunny 101.3 studio, sharing that score. We'll try and get some updates on that Pawnee City score also. R.J. Hickey trying to keep us posted on how Pawnee City's doing tonight as they're hosting the Sterling Jets. We're back to live action here. Johnson Brock with the football. First and 10 at the 14-yard line. Pelican gives to Gravatt. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. There's a flag. He's taken down near the 5-yard line, and then we have a flag thrown on the play. What's the call there, Wayne?
It's probably going to be holding. Good tackle by Wilcox. We'll wait and see the official call.
Nebraska up 17-7 at halftime over Illinois. Here's a final. Pawnee City over Sterling tonight. 44-13. Pawnee City remains undefeated in the six-man game. The Indians having themselves quite a year. 44-13 over the Sterling Jets tonight.
It is holding on the Eagles.
There's a halftime for you also. Rockport 30, Mountain City 12. That's a halftime score. And again, 17-7, Nebraska over Illinois at the half. With the penalty yardage, the football is marked out to the 23-yard line. It's first down and 20 yards to go now. For Johnson Brock as Sloan Pelican puts a double tight end set in front of him in the offensive line, takes a snap, he's back to pass. Pelican looking downfield, there's the receiver, the pass complete for the touchdown to Keeson Dollinghouse. That was from the 23-yard line. A 23-yard touchdown pass to Keeson Dollinghouse, 23 yards out. And Johnson Brock didn't take him long to answer that one, did it?
That was another quick three-play drive, Randy.
Yeah. They come quickly. Score coming with 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, our score goes 55-20 now. Johnson Brock on top. Keeson Dollinghouse made that reception. What do we got now?
Looks like
illegal substitution.
Yep. Going to kick it again and didn't have the right personnel, but we're still going to try to kick.
Well, he can kick it from this range. We saw him hitting 40-yard field goals in warm-ups. Ball was down. The kick is up. Plenty of distance. And he got it. Put her through for the conversion. And that makes our score now 56-20. Johnson Brock on top. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Well, we got a score update here on Bertrand. They're up 28-0, I believe she said. That's late in the ball game. Why do we care? Well, that's where Trace Edheit's coaching up at Bertrand. Mom just reminded us of an update to let us know how Bertrand was doing. So congratulations, Coach Edheit. Johnson Brock fans, happy to hear success from another of their alumni out on the coaching trail. 11:30 to play in this one, 56-20 your score. I put it on the air, Tara. It's on. Here's the kick. Sloan Pelicans end over ender. It's going to be fielded by Stice at the 2. He's out to the 5. He's to the 10. Hit at the 15 and dropped there. And Jack Stice has just taken some punishing tackles on these kickoff returns. He's had a lot of them. It seemed like every single time he takes quite a pop when he tries to return those kickoffs. The coverage has just been ferocious here by Johnson Brock. This time he gets it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where Sacred Heart will start first and 10.
Chris Melvin has just been a bullet out there on the kickoff for the Eagles.
All right, here come the Irish over the football. They trail now 55-20. Sacred Heart wants to get something going here offensively. Cole Taft goes wide to the left side of the field. Tate Wilcox hands under center with an I formation behind him. Gives the ball off to Simon, the fullback, and Simon runs forward for 3 or 4 yards. Looks like he's got it out close to the 19-yard line. We'll give him 4 on the carry. He'll bring up second down and a long 6 to go.
Tackled by Grotran and Gertis for Johnson Brock.
I would imagine there's a few folks tonight are watching the Huskers on TV, listening to Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart and radio, and keeping tabs on everybody here. Second down and a long 6, almost 7 to go for the Irish at the 19-yard line. Wilcox, with the I formation set behind him once again, takes a snap from under center. Again, gives it off to Simon, and Simon runs forward across the 20, out to about the 22-yard line. He'll get another 3 yards or so. It's going to bring up third down and 3 yards to go now for the Irish.
Maverick Piper and Austin Meyer in on the stop for Johnson Brock.
They're just lining up in the I formation now and running behind Vaughn Leonard, Caleb Kirkendall, Evan Bailey, the offensive lineman up there, using the big 200-pound fullback to just run right at the Johnson Brock defensive set. Again, double tight end, I formation. Back to pass is Wilcox. Wilcox dumps it over the middle for first down yardage. Pass complete to Freshel. James Freshel makes the reception. The tight end has the football out to the 28-yard line. Nice, well-executed pass play there to James Freshel.
Yeah, tackle made by Grotran for the Eagles.
So Freshel puts the football out to the 28, first and 10. Sacred Heart, clock continues to run. 9:03 to go in the ball game here. Our score, 56-20. Johnson Brock in command. Irish have made a good accounting of themselves for tonight. First and 10 at the 28. Tate Wilcox. I formation. Wide receiver to the left. Wilcox runs the option. Keeps it himself. He'll fight his way forward for about a yard. Got out to the 30. That could have very easily been a loss of 2 or 3 yards. And Wilcox just battled his way to get back across the line of scrimmage to pick up a gain of a yard.
Piper and Gertis in on the stop for Johnson Brock.
Mark the football at the 30-yard line. They're going to give him 2 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go. The ball spotted on the left side hash mark. Irish moving left to right, south to north here in Johnson. That's Cole Taft split wide to the left side of the field. The backs are in the I formation. Pressure on the top of the I. Simon is the fullback. Wilcox is back to pass. Wilcox down the left sideline. The pass is going to be intercepted at the 30, out to the 35, and knocked out of bounds near the 36-yard line. making the interception for Johnson Brock, I believe, was it Peyton Grotrian?
Looks like number 32.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Dollinghouse.
Dollinghouse got it. Okay. Grotrian was just over there celebrating with him.
He was blocking going the other way, it looks
okay.
like. Yep.
Dollinghouse with the interception. So, Johnson Brock gets the football back, leading here 56-20, 7 minutes, 34 seconds to go. Clock is running. The line of scrimmage, 35-yard line.
Looks like Wyatt Fulton is checking in at QB.
All right. We saw Fulton for a little while last week there, the freshman quarterback. Wyatt Fulton, wide receiver to his left. Keegan Weiss is over here on the left side. Fulton has the snap. Gets off to his running back, straight forward into the line, twisting, turning, fighting out to the 39-yard line. We'll see who the ball carrier is.
Ben Perriott.
Okay, Perriott carrying the football. We saw him in action last week, too, Ben Perriott. So we've got a freshman quarterback, a freshman running back. Here comes Wyatt Fulton from the sideline with the play. Let's pick up some other players. Robert Gravatt, a sophomore, is in there in the line. Keegan Weiss is the wide receiver to the right side of the field. Wyatt Fulton is the quarterback, calling a starting count. Fulton has the snap. Gives to Perriott. Perriott with running room across the 40. He'll get the first down to the 35, and a flag is thrown on the field. Ben Perriott, the ball carrier.
Tackled by Simon. We'll see what the flag is, Randy.
It's going to go against Johnson Brock. I didn't see a signal yet, but they pointed it's coming back. Holding is the call. On the Eagles, 6 minutes, 32 seconds to go in the football game here at Johnson. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a rundown of the scoring in the second half of this one. We'll also try and update you on any scores that we receive here over the next few minutes. We'll have some updates on as many finals as we can share with you. We know Pawnee City got the win tonight over Sterling. Ball is at the 32-yard line, second down, 13 yards to go. Two wide receivers wide to the left for the quarterback, Wyatt Fulton. Fulton on second and 13 has the snap, wants the throw, has a pass complete out here to the left side. Grady Barron's down the sideline, the 40, be taken out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That was awfully close, hit right there at the sideline as Grady Barron's was taken out. No flag. Some of the Johnson Brock folks would have maybe disagreed on that one.
Yeah, good tackle by Wilcox, and let's give Keegan Bison credit. He had a really nice seal block out here on the left side for the Eagles.
First down yardage for Johnson Brock puts the football to the 34-yard line of Sacred Heart. Wyatt Fulton is your quarterback. Receivers to the left, Grady Barron's is split to the left side. Keegan Bison a slot to the left as Fulton has the snap. Fulton gives to Perriott. Perriott runs up the middle. Got yardage, still on his feet, fights inside to 30, down near the 28-yard line. He's going to get a gain of about 6 or 7 there. Give him 6, call it second down and 4 yards to go.
Wilcox with another tackle for the Irish.
Clock continues to run at 5:23 to go in the ballgame, 56-20 your score. At the 28-yard line, second down, 4 yards to go for Johnson Brock. Wyatt Fulton, just a freshman, getting some varsity playing time here. Splits Keegan Weiss wide to the right. He's got Ben Perriott set in the backfield next to him, another freshman. Fellow freshman lining up here. Has the snap, gives to Perriott. No, keeps it himself. Fulton on the keeper. Runs the ball up the middle, close to first down yardage. Looks like he's got it inside the 25, maybe just a tad short of the first down.
Tackled by Evan Bailey for the Irish.
Third down, less than a yard to go now. For Johnson Brock with the football inside the 25 near the 24-yard line. About a half a yard short here for the Eagles. Into the ball game, Christopher Melvin trots in there. Wide to the right goes Keegan Weiss. Tight end on the left side is Robert Gravatt. Quarterback, Wyatt Fulton, the freshman signal caller, waiting for a snap on third and short. Gives the ball straight ahead. The running back's going to have first down yardage and then some. That was Christopher Melvin carrying the football that time. And Melvin needed a yard and got about 6. He's got the ball inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line. 4 minutes, 5 seconds to play in the ball game. 56-20, your score. Johnson Brock on their way to win number 7 of the season. Makes the road a little more uphill yet now for the Irish. They're going to need a win over Lourdes next week to have any playoff hopes here. First and 10, Johnson Brock at the 19-yard line. Fulton calls the count, takes a snap. keeps it himself, he'll be hit and dropped. No gain on the play. Maybe lost a half a yard back outside the 20 is where they'll mark it. They'll bring up second down, still 10 yards to go.
Henry Rottinghouse in on the stop for the Irish.
Clock down to 3:25 to go in the ball game. Again, 56-20 if you're just checking in with us here and watching the Huskers. 56-20, Johnson Brock leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Wind's starting to come up a little bit.
Yeah,
as you can probably hear in our microphones. A little bit of a more wind than we had earlier. At the 20-yard line, second down, we'll call it 11 yards to go. Quarterback Fulton. Perriott sat next to him. Fulton has the snap, keeps it himself, runs out to the right. He's got some room. 15, 10, 5, and he's going to take it for the touchdown. 21 yards for the touchdown. A 21-yard touchdown run for Johnson Brock, the freshman quarterback. Wyatt Fulton on that touchdown on a quarterback keeper. And Wyatt Fulton will always remember his freshman year when he got into the game against Sacred Heart. That's the night I scored my touchdown from 21 yards out. The score coming with 2:47 to play in the football game. Now we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. Fulton takes a snap, hands it off to Perriott. Then Perriott takes it in. Oh, no, Christopher Melvin, rather. That was Melvin carried it in for the two-point conversion. And our score now, is that right, 63? I don't think so. I got that. It should be 64. 64-20. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Our score, Johnson Brock up. We'll talk about the scoring drive in just a moment. Here's the kickoff. A short kick's going to be fielded at the 20, bobbled for a moment, still not picked up. Now they have to fight after the ball. I think Sacred Heart covers it up at about the 16-yard line. That scoring drive, led by freshman quarterback Wyatt Fulton, took seven plays to cover 45 yards. Fulton carried it in on a quarterback keeper from 21 yards out. Christopher Melvin ran in for the two-point conversion, and that pushed the score to 64-20 with 2:47 to play in the football game. Got a running clock here as Sacred Heart, down to 2:14 to go, comes out over the football. Let's see what we've got. Do we have some subs in now for the Irish? I believe we do. We'll try and pick up. Is it Lemrond at quarterback, most likely?
Let's see here. Coming out of the huddle.
I think it is. Oh, let's check. Yeah, Lemrond is your quarterback.
Sam?
Got an I formation. Lemrond takes a snap, hands to his... No, keeps it himself. Runs it upfield across the 20. He'll get about 3 or 4 yards. Brendan Lemrond on a quarterback keeper. Let's see who got him.
Looks like number 55 for the Eagles. That would be Tucker Everett.
I think Thomas Gurdes might have been in on that one also.
There also. Yep.
Down to a minute and a half to go in this one. Again, stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a rundown of the scoring and share what final scores we can find for you. 64-20. Our score right now, Johnson Brock moving to 7-0 on the season. They're having quite a year here in Johnson. Lemrond brings him to the line of scrimmage, double tight end formation, I formation, pitches back to his I back, running the left side. He's going to be hit and driven back for a loss on the play. See who the ball carrier was. Trying to pick up that little ball carrier down there.
Tackled by Melvin for the Eagles.
Caden Groth, 130-pound freshman, was the I back, carried the football. Growth has dropped near the 21-yard line, brings up third down and 7. We're down to 41 seconds to go here. The Irish on third down and 7 yards to go at the 21-yard line. Lemrond has Growth set in the top of the I and I formation. Lemrond takes a snap. Fakes to the fullback. He'll keep it himself. Ducks it back inside. Met at the line of scrimmage and then thrown back for no gain on the play. That'll spot the ball back to near the 20-yard line and bring up fourth down. 17 seconds to go. They won't have to punt this one. They'll just let the time run out. No need to punt the football. And that should wrap up our football game, barring a ill-timed timeout here.
Gage Rasmussen and Robert Gravatt in on that last stop.
64-20 will be your final score tonight. The Johnson Brock Eagles with the win over the Sacred Heart Irish. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Be back with a post-game show after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3. Randy Gatula, Blaine Barons, back with you here at Johnson High School, Johnson Brock High School in Johnson. Your final score tonight, Johnson Brock 64 and Sacred Heart 20. Let's take a look at the scoring in the second half. Johnson Brock led at halftime 36-14. The Eagles scored on a four-yard touchdown run by Aiden Gravatt with 8:26 to go in the third quarter, went up 42-14. Then Sloan Pelican scored on a 21-yard run. Pelican kicked the conversion. It went 49-14. Then the Irish got back on the board with just 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tate Wilcox completed a 41-yard pass play to Jack Stice. That was a three-play, 65-yard scoring drive for the Irish. The conversion failed. Sacred Heart had closed back to within 29 at 49-20. Then Johnson Brock finished up the scoring on the evening, 11:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Sloan Pelican hit Kaysen Dollinghouse with a 23-yard touchdown pass. Pelican kicked the conversion, made it 56-20, and then with 2:47 to go in the ballgame, a 21-yard run on a quarterback keeper by backup freshman quarterback Wyatt Fulton took it in from 21 yards out for the touchdown. That topped off a 7-play, 45-yard drive. Christopher Melvin carried the ball in for the 2-point conversion, made our final score tonight, 64-20. Johnson Brock picking up their seventh win of the season. In as many outings, they remain undefeated, and the Sacred Heart Irish fall to 2-5 on the year. They're going to desperately need to get a win next week over Lords to keep any playoff hopes alive for the Irish. Reminder, we'll have live coverage of that game for you coming up next Friday night. Next Thursday night, rather, that'll be Sacred Heart and Lords. Troy Nelson will join me for that broadcast. It'll be live from Jug Brown Stadium. Well, Blaine, the Johnson Brock Eagles continue to roll along here. Your thoughts?
Yeah, great night for football. good effort by both teams, and the Eagles do end up coming out on top tonight. Randy, thanks again for having me.
All right. We'll maybe be able to get together again when playoff time comes here.
Sounds
good. We'll see how that works out. So that's just about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3. For Blaine Behrens, my statistician and color commentator, and Ray Penning, our producer-engineer back at the studios, I'm Randy Gatuma. We bid you good evening with the final score tonight, Johnson Brock 64, Sacred Heart 20. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.